much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Wake up! Brother, better put a little makeup! Why does this woman want to shake up? I don't want to see this on the table!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
This resume is one of the worst written I've ever seen. And you didn't even fill out this form properly. Not even close. It's incomplete. It's worse than sloppy. I wanted to see you to tell you that if you ever want to find work anyplace, then you better get your act together, do things properly, and start showing some respect for a possible future employer. Because based on this, you'd never get hired here. And I would never recommend you for any work, any place.
I just want to say, you, bro. You're a piece of. You're here for the wrong reasons.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What did you do?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Your mom's an asshole.
Roll up.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
This one seems to be about to quit.
That's rock and roll. What can I say?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
You don't even ask questions.
Radio.
Stop recapping, all right? It's not cool.
I don't have another cent.
But, yeah, no, yes.
But the Bogart that joint.
All right, all right, all right.
Just pass it around.
And the Bogart
that joint, my friend.
America.
Well, just pass it on.
And now,
just a sad collection of fatuous, imbecilic, puerile, blithering milksops.
Our feature presentation.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ellie and Jensen. It's Friday, you guys. Thank God, am I right?
Oh, this is a long
I mean,
week.
God, it seemed like it would never end.
I need a weekend like breath.
Mm-hmm.
Come back and work 2 days. This is ideal.
Honestly, beautiful. Though, were you so exhausted yesterday?
No.
Oh. I was, yeah, really? By like 3 p.m., I was like, who's ready for sleep? I thought I wouldn't be alone. All right, I take it back. That was
no,
that
no,
was
we
dumb.
All felt that way
okay,
then.
Okay, cool, cool.
Yeah, I don't want you to feel bad.
Yeah, I was real tired yesterday. Yeah. Good times.
Jensen, not tired yesterday?
No, man, she was alone.
All right.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's cool. No, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I'll remember this.
Either ever tried ear candling?
Nope.
I mean, I know it exists. Mm-hmm. I know it's a thing, but would I ever try it? No.
Why no?
I am nervous about that. I'm nervous of the neti pot. I'm nervous about anything that just seems, to test science too much. Do you know what I mean?
It's like, a little risky.
Yeah.
So it's not so much putting something in an orifice. It's
I'm fine
the,
with that
it's
mostly.
It's the science aspect.
Yeah, no, okay. I'm fine. I'm fine okay. Mostly with that.
Cool.
So I tried it last night.
Yeah.
My daughter. My daughter wanted me to, so I was like, all right, does it involve fire? And she said, yes. And I said, okay.
Now, she wanted you to help her with it or wanted to do it on you?
Oh, no, she wanted me to help her do it on her.
Okay.
And this is supposed to clean out the wax?
It's supposed to get the wax out of your ears.
Right.
Right.
But it's a long tube made out of, I think it's wax and some other kind of material.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of barbaric in that you just light the end of it and put the other end in your ear.
See, that's where I tap out. There seems like there's no true process there.
There's a process. You light it on fire.
Yeah.
Which right there I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put the other end in your ear. Yeah. But it's probably 7 inches tall. Thank you.
So to a guy, so maybe 3 inches to us. So wait, so you put it in and then it is supposed to suck it out?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Keep going.
Is that what the thought is?
Yes.
Okay.
I think the fire on the top end.
Yes.
maybe causes the, what does it do? Does it suck up the oxygen?
This is beautiful with Kevin explaining the science.
Does it suck up the oxygen and then it makes like a suction motion in there?
Right.
And then it gets the wax out.
Sure.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Okay. Right. And do you do it for the whole time? Like you light it and then you're like, let's wait an hour?
I mean, they're...
How long does it take?
Don't think it's an hour.
Okay. No, it goes relatively quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, it burns relatively quickly.
Okay.
What about her hair? Did it burn her hair off?
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
Face good?
All good.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So, but we didn't have a lighter, so we used a stove. We just thought stove.
What?
The stove has fire. So we turned on the stove.
And is she now laying on the kitchen table?
No. She's still in the same place. I just walked over and lit it.
Okay.
On the stove and then walked
and
over
brought
there.
It back. Okay, you didn't put her head up to
what
the stove.
What do you mean, oh God? So far, so good.
No, nothing about this is what? It's you and fire and a child's ear.
This sounds more like train spotting than candling. Yeah. This is awful.
It's not awful. It's fantastic.
Okay.
So then the next part is put it in her ear.
Uh-huh.
And then...
No ding, it's a stop.
Right, that's what I was just thinking.
I held off.
I was just waiting for it. And then it burns down a little ways, but to keep the ash from falling on the person, you're supposed to take it off and cut part of it off.
Now you're like a cigar guy?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a pair of scissors. And then...
But I didn't have scissors, so I used a knife.
So I chopped it off with my mouth.
I had a machete. No, so it starts burning down, and when it gets to be, I don't know, about an inch, that you're supposed to take it, and then you snip it, and it goes in a little bottle of water, and you put it right back in. All good.
Okay.
Until I didn't realize it was a pretty small bowl, kind of like an ice cream bowl.
Yeah.
And
kind of, because it was.
It was an ice cream bowl. Right?
Listen, when you live at Kevin's house, everything's an ice cream bowl.
Exactly. Do you have any Tupperware? You mean ice cream bowl?
So I hold.
Do you have a glass for water? You mean an ice cream glass?
Hey, where's your sink? Oh, you mean an ice cream bowl?
How dare you both. So then I take it and I put it over the bowl of water and I take the scissors and I clip it off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it falls in the water. All good. She puts it back in her ear. Clip it off. All good. Third time.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I wasn't watching the reaction of the ashes when I cut it.
Okay.
But they were sort of jumping forward a little bit.
They were missing the bowl?
Only the third time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I was too close to the edge of the ice cream bowl and I cut it.
Oh, no.
And it sort of shot right over the bowl.
Oh, no.
Onto the couch.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And wow, was there a scramble.
There was, like, sparks?
Oh, no. I'm just saying it was burning.
Yeah.
Burning, right.
No sparks. Don't be ridiculous. But it was burning.
Oh, yeah, that would be ridiculous.
It was burning the couch. So I just have to say this. Like a effing ninja.
Sure.
Yes.
I took the scissors, got right underneath the embers.
Sure.
Closed them, picked it up.
Like a surgeon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. Picked it up and put it in the water.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm a genius.
Strong. Yeah, you're Smokey the Bear.
And then, yes?
Question. Did you see earwax? Was this a successful mission?
I believe she did. She thought it felt a lot better.
Okay.
So her ear has been kind of, like she can't hear at it well.
Well, yeah, I mean, now that it's filled.
She can't talk.
Now that it's filled with wax.
I don't think it fills it with wax.
It's completely filled.
It pulls the wax out.
Can't even see
it
anymore.
No, it's supposed to pull the wax out.
Mm-hmm.
So then we did the other ear, and then we looked at the couch where the embers had hit.
Yeah.
And there's a...
Fully engulfed.
No.
Okay.
But there's a nice, solid little dime size hole that goes down into the couch.
Wow.
Very
Maybe
cool.
Maybe a half an inch.
Is it at least a cushion that you can flip over?
No.
It's in the
arm.
It's in the arm.
Committing to white trash that hard is a real commitment.
I mean. Do you remember, before the break... I said off the air, we should have one because
That's
here's
right.
the thing. I hate those videos, the pimple popper video.
Same.
I hate all of that. Until I watched a video of a doctor taking earwax out of someone's ear. And I was like, this is fascinating. I could watch this all day. Someone that's like, I can't hear real well. They go in and he takes out like a caterpillar sized hunk of brown and hair. And it's just
that's
it's
gross.
Like from a drain. And I said, we should have one of those doctors in and see which one of us has the most earwax.
Every foot is like a story.
Every foot is like
feet,
a story.
Oh, okay. Right.
But we should do that. And your daughter can come in
so you
and do it as well.
She doesn't have any. Because of our successful.
Sure. Okay.
Sure,
because
bring
of our successful
couch,
operation.
Because I feel like that doctor would tell you never to do the candling.
Because, I mean, it's possible that that's true.
Yeah.
Or to use a stove or...
Yeah, or buy couches.
Stove had fire. Mm-hmm. It was just a fill-in.
Let's right. get one of those doctors. I think, because I use Q-tips every day, which I know is bad for you.
Right.
Because you're literally pushing it back into the ear canal. Mm-hmm. But my ears feel squeaky clean to
yeah.
me.
And it's something we know to do.
Exactly.
I do
Listen,
it as well.
Both of you just give me the best time this weekend.
Yes.
And I'll bring
ear canceling. I do not want you anywhere near
Sir,
my
I,
home.
I,
and I'll
I
perform the surgery on your earwax.
I have things I love in my home.
Yeah, I have
no.
things I love in my body. I also don't
That's
want that
true.
To happen. Yeah.
That's true.
I don't know if you saw, but I did post a picture of the hole in the couch. And mm-hmm. it's not...
It's
I mean, it's
small.
Not ideal.
Uh-huh.
It mm-hmm. isn't ideal.
Of course,
so
it's
we
on
like,
a cushion you can't flip.
So we were like, oh, let's see. We could put what could we put over a blanket or something
sure.
just to hide it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it'll work fine.
Yeah.
It's all
totally.
Good. I think yeah. it's all good. Oh,
That's why I completely it. Put the tarp over all my couches, just in case something
Kevin
like
comes
that.
Over?
Yeah, just in case Kevin comes over or we wear, you know, sheen in our hair.
Sure, sure.
I'm just saying, it felt like it. I did a good job.
Okay, listen, I mean, if your daughter was happy with the
she
outcome,
was happy.
That's all that matters. And now you have a memory. Every time you look at the couch, you'll be like, hey, how's your ear?
Hey, let's
like,
never
what?
Do that again.
What? She can't hear now.
Listen, the house is still standing. This is a win.
Right. Thank
Very
you.
True. Yeah. Very
Thank
true.
You. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen show.
Go ahead and,
Kevin,
and
what?
Mark that down. Yeah. Yeah. There can't be hesitation, Kevin.
Oh, wait a minute. So you say if I'm saying it poorly, it counts?
Yeah.
No.
Kevin,
absolutely changing the rules as we go.
No, that
coming
can,
over
Destiny,
with the candling.
Let's go to Destiny.
Coming over with the candling.
Destiny
this week.
Will be.
I'm pretty sure I heard an and there.
Oh,
yeah, sorry, Kevin.
Oh, you're gonna make me cry like a little tree monkey.
Oh, tree monkey.
By the way, I'm getting up. I have a remote control coming uh-huh. for the buzzer, but for now, I still have to stand up and go ahead.
Jensen has a shot clock up here that has a running score of how many times I say the wrong name of the show.
I feel like he could wait until after the segment.
It makes him too happy.
He could be up and down during a whole segment, is
makes
what
me
I'm
very
saying.
Happy.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about the show today, shall we?
Oh, you're going to make me cry like a little tree monkey.
I mean, he's coming in. That's Bob Saget,
Bob
everybody.
Saget.
Yeah.
Bob Saget is coming in.
Yes, he is.
Friend of the show, comedian, playing in town this weekend.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. We also have, we were talking yesterday. Jensen, how did You Know a Murderer come up?
Well, I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood the other day, and there's a weird B story. It's not spoiling anything, but there's a weird B story that Brad
Bees?
Pitt killed his wife.
Oh.
And they just say it once or twice, and it just comes up in passing.
Okay.
And I realized, oh, that's weird. What if you knew someone who... And I went, I knew someone who murdered someone.
You Wait,
no
you do?
No way.
I did, yeah.
I was thinking about this last night.
You do?
I don't think I do.
I did. And then I guess I kind of do.
I mean,
more than one.
If they're...
More
what?
Than one?
I do, yeah.
If they're alive, I say the count is due.
Yeah.
You do know them.
Then I do know someone who murdered someone.
Man, the rough streets of Calabasas.
Allie?
No.
Right, Calabasas can be a horrible place to live.
Right?
With all that violence.
We live in the streets.
I thought about last night. I don't know anyone.
No.
But we're going to try and take calls today for people who know or have known a murderer.
Yes.
Yeah. I know people I'd murder.
No, that's not the same thing.
No, that's different.
Okay.
Different
right,
thing.
These are people that actually follow through on it.
Yeah, different thing.
I mean, the night is young.
All right. We're going to talk to a guy who has seen Cats 3, I'm sorry, Cats, the movie, 3 times.
And planning a fourth this weekend.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Bless him.
He's doing it for real on purpose.
He's here to defend.
Okay.
Omar claimed yesterday, and we all know this feeling where you just feel like the first day, oh, man, my head's starting to get stuffy. My throat hurts a little bit. I'm coughing a little bit. A cold's coming on.
Yeah.
Omar swears to us that he can just will that away.
Oh, jeez.
Just through sheer
with his
effort,
hotness.
With his hotness. He can just hot it away.
He just takes a candle and he puts it on a stove.
Right.
then...
So we're going to talk to him about that today because, of course, that's not possible. And Jensen's mom, mm-hmm. Haroldine, almost named him something that would have been hilarious.
And it would have changed my entire physique.
Nope.
And no, it would have. The thing.
If she, yes,
absolutely
if,
would
no,
not.
No, because
have.
I. We'll explain it when we talk to her. But I would have changed my whole outlook on things.
You
That's
not.
No.
I truly believe that.
No.
You would be dead
believe.
By now.
No.
Because you would have been beaten up every
no,
day of
because
school.
I would have been way buffer. I would have been a. I would have been honestly steroided out. I would have been huge.
Incorrect.
Yeah, I agree.
I would have been huge.
No.
That's my jam we have today, and
Love
keep it 100
it.
As well. Yep. We'll take a break. We will come back. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen at 5:52.
Mm-hmm.
10 till each hour, we look at what's happening with Allie.
You guys, Coachella 2020.
Yeah!
April 10th through the 12th, and then again the, 17th through the 19th?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. Quite the lineup, guys. One big name that I had mentioned yesterday in the gossip category that was missing, but let's talk about the headliners. Friday night, Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah!
Saturday night, Travis Scott.
Me like it.
And Sunday night, Mr. Frank Ocean. Not on the second line, which on Friday night, it's Calvin Harris, Run the Jewels, Rex Orange County.
Yes.
On the second line, what?
I'm very excited about that.
Megan Thee Stallion and some others. Travis Scott's night, Saturday, Flume, Tom York, Disclosure, 21 Savage, Danny Mother Effin Elfman.
How about that?
Very cool.
Oh my gosh, we're going to get back to that in a second. And then on Sunday night, on Frank Ocean's headlining night, you've got Lana Del Rey, Lil Uzi Vert, Daniel Caesar, FKA Twigs, Marina, Ari Lennox. Here's the thing.
Yes.
No My Chemical Romance anywhere.
Well, that was rumored to be. They were rumored to be there, but
that was the big rumor.
Yeah.
And I saw a guy that writes for Consequence of Sound say that they were unhappy with their billing on the poster and pulled out.
So
to which I say to that, if that happened, I kind of love it so much. I hate it for anyone that wanted to see My Chemical Romance.
Sure.
But what a baller move to be like, I'm sorry, I'm after, I don't know, Daniel Caesar, or I'm after Disclosure.
I mean, I got to be honest, they are a headliner to me. They're a headliner.
It doesn't beat these three, though.
Mm.
It doesn't.
In terms of moving tickets, I don't think it does.
No.
To me, I would love them to headline the night Travis Scott is headlining because I don't care for Travis Scott.
But Travis technically would sell more
tickets.
But
he would sell more tickets.
But they don't have problems selling tickets. They sell out every year.
That's true. I think it's a respect thing with your name. That's really what it is more than anything.
Exactly.
I mean, I do love the idea that Danny Elfman's name is sandwiched between 21 Savage and DaBaby.
Yeah, that's huge.
Which is not where I expected him to be.
So a lot of people were like, Danny Elfman, what is he going to do? Is he going to get up there and do like Batman songs, and what's he gonna do? Oh, well, Danny Elfman has answered that.
Okay.
Because he tweeted last night, I guess the cat is out of the bag, Coachella 2020. Danny Elfman, past, present, and future.
Yes.
From Boingo to Batman and beyond. Oh my God, am I gonna have to go to Coachella?
Did you just say the word Boingo?
I said Boingo.
So he's basically getting the Hans Zimmer treatment. He's gonna have like his
entire collection. Yeah, if Hans Zimmer was in Oingo Boingo.
Well, he may have been. We don't
my gosh.
I am going to 100% rage during the Simpsons theme.
I mean, like, Simpsons
I'm
theme.
Gonna mosh,
yeah,
I'm
that
gonna
is a party.
Like, yeah, yeah, I'm gonna freak out.
That's exciting.
That's
wow.
Huge, you guys. And now I know Danny Elfman's on Twitter. He just joined in March.
I was going to say, I didn't think
he only
was.
Has about 5,000 followers right now, but at Danny Elfman, go ahead and follow him.
I mean, he's going to be around. People will be talking about him a lot.
You guys, Danny Elfman said he's going to do Boingo songs.
That's pretty
very cool.
Did anyone get in their car this morning and put on Oingo Boingo? This bitch. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. That's huge, you guys.
It really is.
Very scary.
It's
She's
so
become
huge.
Very scary about
it. No, I love it.
Okay, fair.
So,
I love Boingo just as much as she does.
Can I say some names that I was very excited about?
Absolutely. I will as well.
Brockhampton.
Sure.
Very excited to see at Coachella. Alec Benjamin, an artist that we played extremely early here
Absolutely.
On the show. I was excited to see Duck Sauce, which is Armand Van Helden and A-Track. They are. Uh-huh. They did a Barbara Streisand.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
They had stopped and never made any music, and now it looks like they're back.
To do Barbara Streisand 15 times.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen.
One right after the other.
Between that and
pretty
the Simpsons,
catchy.
Between
pretty
that and
catchy.
The Simpsons, I'm never going to stop jumping.
I'm excited about Cornhole Fever.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be good.
All right.
And,
what night are they?
They're night one.
Okay.
And also Drunk Cholos are Saturday night.
Okay, see, these could
That's
be bands
be
on
they
the
could
lineup.
Be real.
Are they real?
Did you make them up?
Plus Fecal Recon.
Okay,
he's probably going to be my favorite.
Names you made up.
That's going to be a blowout.
Is it much different
well
than
played.
Mariah the Scientist, which is a real name on this list?
Yeah, there are some Beach Goons. I love that. Whipped Cream. These are real bands playing. What about Mannequin Pussy? Am I allowed to say that?
It's the name of a band.
The name of a
sure
band?
Is sure is. Right here, night two, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Here's who I'm most excited for, besides Danny Elfman.
Mm-hmm.
It's been my pick of the album of the year for Morbid Stuff, a band called Pup. They are playing on Friday night. Album of the year to me. And they are playing on Friday night.
Are you going to have to go to Coachella?
I think I might.
Wow.
Because also Friday night, I love him. That little Scottish ball of goo. Louis Capaldi. I just love that. I like it. I might like his Instagram more than I like his songs, but he's a doll. And I don't know if you guys remember an artist that I played long ago during one of my That's My Jams, a man named Oliver Peck.
He's awesome.
He's the one that wears the weird mask with the fringe on
it. Oh, right.
He's playing Coachella! You guys!
I know. I'm excited.
Did I tell you that Danny Elfman's playing?
Yes, and
yeah,
you
we
used
did,
the
we
word
did.
Boingo.
And then you
Boingo,
to the car,
Batman, and,
then... and
Beyond. That's right from his Twitter. It's verified. It's him. I mean, it's probably someone tweeting for him, but he knows it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's awesome.
I mean, this is huge. This is huge.
This is a very good lineup.
What about Viagra Boys?
That's a real name.
It's a real name, too.
I saw that one on there.
Do enjoy that.
What about Dave?
I did see that, but Dave is actually a rapper from the UK.
And I didn't even know who it was, which is hard to do for me, yeah.
Yeah, when I saw Dave, I circled it and sent it to everyone. I'm like, did you guys know about this?
Dave is playing.
Dave. All right.
That's exciting.
We're going to talk more about this.
What about Detlef? That's a real name on here.
Detlef?
Detlef. Like Detlef Schrempf, the former NBA basketball player.
It sounds like,
is it him?
Like a dude from another country that he's got to be EDM.
It's on here. Detlef.
Yeah. He definitely is an EDM guy that's like... Well,
I don't know. Death metal.
Detlef.
Oh, Detlef.
Maybe. Maybe some death metal.
No, I hope
Maybe
I get to see him.
Def Leppard. Like they do all Def Leppard covers.
Wearing Detlef Schrempf jerseys?
Yes.
All right.
I mean, that would be quite the van. I'd see it.
It's going to be quite a year. Somebody did,
like to see you.
Somebody did tweet me last night and say, I don't recognize all the bands. And I said,
how could you?
You never do. No, I don't think anyone does.
Yeah, it's impossible.
That's part of the fun of it.
See, I would have written back and been like, you don't know Toki Monsta?
I do. I knew that one.
Absurd. You did?
I do.
Really?
But I don't know Amel and the Sniffers.
Okay. What about Giselle Wu and the Night Owls?
Nope.
Okay.
Not so much.
Ella Minus? You ever hear Ella Minus?
LMNOP.
Nope, that's a different. Nope,
okay.
Never heard of that.
Okay. I don't know.
I mean, it is. You could add fake names on here and no one would know.
It's true. Some birthdays,
it's
you
exciting.
Guys. Florence Pugh. I just like to say it. Eli Manning, Danica McKellar, who obviously the Wonder Years, Winnie Cooper, but she is the star of most of my Hallmark Christmas movies. And our very own Dave, the King of Mexico. Happy birthday. And that's
coming up in a few minutes. We're going to talk to Jensen's mom, who almost named him something that would have been tremendous.
It would have changed my entire life.
Oh,
it would have been a real true sliding door.
Like, God, it would have been good.
I have thoughts on what I would have looked like, so we'll get into
it. I know, and that's insane.
It's insane.
I would have 100% looked different.
Speaking of insane, DJ Omar Khan is in the studio.
How dare you,
and
sir.
DJ Omar Khan is a guy who believes, well, I'll let you say it.
I believe that I could will... away a cold.
With, like, positive thinking?
Exactly with positive thinking.
That's my thought.
The survey says.
Okay, listen.
It's not positive.
All right. Listen.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Last year this time, I don't know if you guys remember, I called in sick, and I really don't ever get sick enough.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really get sick enough where we're lucky enough that if we power through the 6 hours, we could go home and sleep all
Take
day.
Take a nap.
Okay. Okay. And that's kind of like where my head is, especially with this job. And I'm in my little cave, so I'm not going to infect anybody.
Okay.
Like, if I worked in this room, I would think about you guys and probably call in sick because I don't want to get you guys sick.
I don't think you would, but
okay?
Go ahead.
But that time in my life, and before I got that sick, it had been maybe... 8-10 years, something like that, before I got that sick. And I never wanted to feel like that again. So.
Neither do any of
okay,
us.
Well, I don't know,
flu in 98 was awesome.
I'm always praying. I mean, I just want to vomit all night.
listen. But I'm going to give you the key on how not to ever feel that way again.
All right.
Okay. So flash forward 6 months after I got that sick. I started feeling like I was going to get sick. Okay. And I was like, you know what? No. I'm just feeling a little under the weather.
I reject you.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, I reject you. So I started kind of drinking some orange juice. And I was like, okay, you know what? The tickle of the throat, gone. Everything kind of just went away.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? Because I didn't think I was sick. I didn't say, oh, I'm sick. I'm just like, you know, I'm not feeling that great. I'm a little tired.
You didn't give into it.
I didn't give into it.
Yeah, okay. You didn't commit. You didn't allow it to come
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. Okay. So flash forward to this New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. I had a huge gig where I wasn't only DJing a wedding. I was kind of like producing the whole thing. It was like they didn't have a coordinator. The coordinator was me. So it was like added pressure. I needed to be on my game. At my house right now, it's like an infirmary. My wife is out. My kids are out. They all have the flu.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know, the one taking care of them. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I didn't get sick. Mm. So
this is going to be so great tomorrow, Monday, when he has to call in and go,
okay.
I'm miserable.
So Mia got it first, passed it off to my wife. Now Zoe's sick, right? Mm-hmm. And this all happened in the last 7 days or something.
Okay.
So it's like a bad thing. And this is the kind of flu where they're done for like 2-3 days.
Right.
Okay. So New Year's Eve morning, I start getting a little tickle of the throat. My head's all kind of fogged up. And I'm like, oh, my God, I have a very important gig tonight.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to get sick. Okay.
Right.
And by the way, at this point, these are all kind of like, okay, maybe it's the morning. Maybe I'm not really sick. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Flash forward to about 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. I start feeling the body ache.
Oh, no.
Okay. Once you feel the body ache, you know.
It's there.
It's there. It's there. Right. So, you know, I stood up and I'm like, nope.com. This is not going to happen. I'm going to go work out. 30 minutes on the elliptical. By the time I'm done, and
you can sweat it out.
Well, no. I mean, people say that. I don't really believe in that. But
that's where you draw the line.
Sure,
that's
ridiculous.
Oh man, that sounded nuts.
That's so dumb.
That sounded nuts.
So while I was working out, I kind of did a little mantra in my head. I'm not sick. I'm not sick. I'm power through. I'm power through. I finished my workout. I shower. I feel like a billion bucks. Did not get sick. Boom. I am the only person in my household who did not get the flu, and I'm healthy as a horse.
You're an idiot for saying those words right now.
I am
now
telling you.
I've never wanted someone to get the flu more.
How dare you?
So I looked it up online. There are a lot of people who have that important thing, like finals.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I can't get sick until after finals.
Yeah.
But they go down after finals.
Yeah,
really?
I think adrenaline does kick in certain instances, and you can kind of skate by as much as you can.
You
and then
what?
As soon as that pressure's off, boom. Body
it's
just
been
relaxes
days.
And it
I'm good.
I couldn't find
I'm good.
Any.
Oh,
I'm
he's good.
Such
please.
A dick.
Let him say these things so we could play it back.
Listen, you know what? Big Pharma. It's all like in your head. It's like you need this. It's like, you know what? The power of the mind, guys.
Right.
It's a huge thing.
Listen, that is true.
I agree.
I agree. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, like cancer needs chemotherapy and stuff. Like, you know that much.
Listen, you could will cancer away.
Oh, no. Please don't say things that stupid. That's ridiculous.
The name of our show would have been very, very different.
I mean, I would have 100% fought for the bean space just so that it sounded so insane.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and his mom didn't necessarily want to name him that at first.
Well, I mean, yeah. If Jensen is a very odd name. It's mostly a last name in Swedish countries. It's not. I mean, I've only met in my entire life probably 2 or 3 other Jensens.
And were they Jensens?
No, they were just straight up Jensens. But I mean, there's one that was on like Vampire Diaries. It pops up every once in a while. But to find out the other name that my mom contemplated while deciding what I was going to be called, my moniker. It was always shocking, and it came up yesterday while we were just talking.
Right.
And I said, well, my mom did think about naming me that. And the reaction you guys had.
Oh, it's the best.
I haven't stopped thinking about it.
It's the best thing ever.
It was such a reveal, so startling, that we needed my mom on the phone to explain herself.
Yeah, there's no way this is true, Haroldine.
Good morning, Haroldine.
Good morning, guys.
So first, her name is Haroldine, which I think she's only met one other one, right?
Yes, and I didn't want a common name for a son, obviously.
Right, of course. You didn't want like a Kevin or something. and so you really kind of were focused on the J. You wanted to, because I had a grandfather named Joseph, and in the Jewish religion you're supposed to sort of take the first letter. But what was the other name that had run through your head since childhood to name your child?
It was. I'm glad you said it was since childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I love the name Thor.
The guy I'm looking at right now could be named
Thor. I would have.
Haroldine.
Two things. I would have changed the entire definition of the name from the Marvel to the Greek myth. It would have been a completely different version of
you
Thor.
You said you would have worked
but I'm
going to
tell you. I know can't. For a fact.
Hold on, hold on. Okay. Haroldine, how close were you to Thor? Like, was it a coin flip?
No, no, no. His father was, like, a little bit shocked.
Oh, really?
Because
you
way.
Said you were like, oh, since I was a kid, I've always thought maybe I'd name my son Thor. And then
Thor.
He was like, what?
He said, what are you talking about? And he said, Thor? You're talking about T-H-O-R? And I said, yeah. I said, it's strong.
Right.
It's unique. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like it. And then I realized Thor Karp would be just disastrous.
It sounds a little wild.
That's
yeah,
a
no,
shame
that's the real
because
problem. The last name is the thing that really ruins it. But yeah. I do know, and I've said this numerous times to my mom, if she would have named me Thor, I would have had more of an inkling to work out
that
more.
Is that's not true.
I'll say it is true because he would have got the crap beaten out of him every day.
But imagine having that title. Like you're not just like a normal person. You're Thor. Like you have to be big. I can't look like this and be Thor.
Who's less Thor than Jensen?
And imagine the hair. Like I would have
what
to have a big
Jensen
flowing
was
lock.
Super buff right now, like just busting out of his shirts, and he had a mullet.
He's so great. Carrying a hammer every day.
Hey guys, it's me, Thor. Like, I'd have a different voice. I'd be a different bird. I could never sound like this.
How did Thor even make the final two?
Yeah, where did it start from? Did you know, like, the folklore of Thor or whatever?
Yes, I did. But the thing is that when you have a child, you have to think about the syllables of a name.
Right, yeah.
And
that's the problem.
She's sticking with it. I like it.
That's definitely the problem.
Like, what if you married a man with the last name Johansson? Would you have gone with Thor because of the syllables?
Thor Hansen sounds wonderful.
There See? You go. All right.
If you just had a different last name, we would have Thor now.
I mean, but you guys don't think that I would have worked out. I mean,
oh,
no.
Allie doesn't. I think you would have had to stay alive.
I
do. Because you would have taken so much abuse as Thor. You'd go, I got to hit the gym, man. I'm getting beat up every day.
There's no way that a kid's been named Thor before and hasn't ended up in like a prison yard.
Right.
Like, you would have had a completely different life. Man. Your name guides you.
But I do have to tell you, it wasn't that serious. It was I was 28 when I had you, so I'm like going, Thor, I loved it, but you know, now it doesn't sound that great.
now it sounds like the best name ever.
But if you would have had me like a couple of years earlier, like Thor would have been in real contention, is what you're saying.
But Carp, it would have had to have been Carpe or something.
Thor Carpe.
Can we change your last name and also change his name to Thor?
Kevin and Thor Carpe is a pretty good radio name.
Oh, I don't hate it.
Haroldine, we're so disappointed you didn't go with Thor. I got to be honest.
It really changes everything.
Well, no, I'm glad. I'm glad because look at him now. I mean, he doesn't look like a Thor at all.
No, Mom, no. I don't. I look like Thor's Jewish accountant.
Kid. Jewish accountant's kid.
Kid's kid, right. Perfect.
All right,
Love
Haroldine.
You, Mom. Thank you for
Thank
naming
you.
Me Jensen.
Yeah, have a good day, you guys. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Thor. At 10 minutes.
Thor Carpe, please. Give me my full name.
At 10 minutes till 7 o'clock, and every morning, 10 minutes before the hour.
Yep.
We'll do what's happening. By the way, just after what's happening, we're going to talk to a guy who's seen Cats three times.
And has a ticket for four this weekend.
But this is all against his will.
No, he's
Somebody said, your whole family is going to die.
No.
See this movie with me again.
I feel as if he would pay double the price.
How much did it make at the box office? Like, $2-3 million?
Oh,
was it $8?
It's $8.
Yeah.
It's lost $70 million.
Not because of him.
No, he's the only
he's doing
one.
His part.
He's making the effort.
He's the only one even giving it any money.
I love that. just a reminder to everybody, because I really feel like everyone needs to know this. Danny Elfman tweeted, I guess the cat is out of the bag. Coachella 2020. Danny Elfman, past, present, and future. And here's the sentence that threw me into just a spiral of happiness yesterday. From Boingo to Batman and beyond.
Yay!
He's a kid!
No one
Come
kid.
On, kid.
Well, he was
a little more excitement.
That kid needs a lot more excitement.
The word Boingo really...
I lost it yesterday. I instantly put Oingo Boingo on.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I mean, what song do you choose?
Dead Man's Party?
Well, see, I choose We Close Our Eyes. It's
okay.
My all-time favorite.
Jam. A real bop.
Oingo Boingo song. I got grounded for a month when I snuck out of the house and I was not of legal age to drive, really nowhere near the legal age to drive with the teen that drove us up to Isla Vista during Halloween to watch Oingo Boingo.
This is the plot of Baby's Day Out. You remember
it that? But it was a bad situation when I got back to Liz Rosenthal's house.
Sure.
Is all I'm saying.
Oh, my God. By the way, you grew up in the Valley. We all grew up with a Liz Rosenthal. That is the most San Fernando Valley name that's ever been created.
818?
You just made that up.
Thor, have you ever seen Boingo?
Listen, Thor Carpe has never seen Oingo Boingo live. That is true. I've never seen them live. No.
Oh, man.
Amazing.
I think I had a shot. They used to do the Halloween show every year.
Yes, it's so great.
And I think I had a shot to go see it, and it was the House of Blues or something, and I didn't get it together. I didn't drive when I was seven.
Drive either.
She got a ride from an 8-year-old.
Yeah. Well, an older person drove, and they should really be in jail. We shouldn't have been in that person's car, is all I'm saying. That's a whole other story. I also always laugh at the people that are like, oh, yeah, I was at Boingo's last show. Do you know how many people were at Boingo's last show? According to lore, 5 million.
They do pop up every once in a while, right? Saying it's the last show isn't totally true.
Not really.
Really?
Boingo Boingo? No.
I don't know. I'm asking.
That was it.
Nope. So you think at Coachella, you have like a normal lineup.
I think Danny Elfman is going to play some Oingo Boingo.
Got it. Yeah, I think so too.
Got it.
Which, I'll take it.
He did that a night before Nightmare Before Christmas at the Hollywood Bowl, and he just did Dead Man's Party, and
people lost their minds.
It was a miracle. It was so, I've never been happier.
Yeah. Can
so
I tell great. You, Hans Zimmer, when he did Coachella, which is a similar, comparison.
I know it is, but he wasn't in Oingo Boingo.
Okay, listen, but what I'm saying is he took it on tour.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Well, actually, Danny Elfman is on tour right now.
So there you go. So, what is that show like? Do you know?
A lot like what he's going to do at Coachella. I don't think he's doing Boingo songs on this tour I don't know if he's on tour right now or if he's doing upcoming shows.
Why would we research?
I don't even care. All I know is he wrote that he's going to do Boingo songs.
Yeah.
And my life, I was like, 2020 rules. What, Iran? Who cares? All right?
We're all going to die? Boingo. Sure, whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll go with Coachella. Fantastic.
It's going to be great. The excitement, you guys. The absolute excitement. By the way,
Rage Against the Machine. Okay, back to you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine.
Right.
That is huge.
Yep.
I just...
Agreed.
And the... And with the...
Yep.
So much.
On the safe side.
Can I tell you that I'm looking at his recent set list?
Yeah.
And it does not appear he's doing Oingo Boingo.
Yes. Okay.
So it would be very.
But he said he is at Coachella.
Yes,
that's
he
what
did.
I'm saying.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I'm saying
huge.
It would be huge, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I need to stop talking about this because pre-sale again is going on sale very soon.
For a second weekend, right?
Weekend
one is sold out, yeah.
I need people maybe to
stay
hold
off.
Yeah. Hold off until
I get everybody
tickets.
Wait until Allie can get her tickets. Okay.
If that's cool.
A true look inside of K-Rock ticket getting. Allie begging people to not sign on.
Please, let me buy these first.
People probably think it's just real easy for us.
Oh, man.
Just stay off the internet next weekend, right? That's what we're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's even Monday.
Okay.
I don't even know.
Who knows?
Actually,
who knows?
It could be
Why look it up?
Yeah,
Why look it up?
I think it's next
year. I heard it was the second Tuesday in March.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Danny Elfman just tweeted, just kidding, not Boingo. I meant
Papa Roach. He's doing all Papa Roach
all
songs.
All Papa Roach. I mean, I'd watch that.
It's his last resort.
Who am I kidding?
Yeah, he has to.
Okay.
Do it. All right.
File it.
Fine.
Oh, Jensen, we were doing so good.
Right?
Thor would never.
He would never have.
Would never.
He'd be working out right now.
It's embarrassing.
6:55. He'd be working out.
Guys, award season, I guess, is upon us because Sunday night, Golden Globes. Mm-hmm. Does it seem sooner than usual?
To me, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
But I sort of feel like it does every year.
Every year, you're like, wait,
surprised?
What?
Yeah, aren't we always surprised by the beginning of a word?
Yeah, because Dave will say in a meeting, hey, so Golden Globes are coming up next week. Should we have Michael Schneider in? We're like, wait, what? How is it coming up next week? And now here it is on Sunday, 5 p.m. Pacific time on NBC. They're doing something a little different with the menu, which, let's be honest, the Golden Globes, you're drinking your
calories. Yeah, your hope is that someone gets drunk and Renee Zellweger trips or something. Yeah, it's your whole hope.
I mean, I don't want her to trip.
Mm.
There's others I'd like to check before her. But the Golden Globes have gone vegan this year. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association released a statement that said, as part of the HFPA's overall focus on sustainability, the Golden Globes will be serving a 100% plant-based meal at the show.
So plan on eating somewhere else.
So if you want to bring some meat in your purse, no, don't. It's going to be great food. And they want to just do a little part to show that everything that you do, even little choices, can impact the environment. They're not saying, hey, everybody needs to go vegan immediately. If you do it 1 to 2 nights a week, that's a start.
Mm-hmm.
Just when did I become?
Right?
Yeah, look at you.
Greta. I was going to say Greta Grunberg.
Close enough.
Well, when did I become Greta Garbo? I mean, look at me talking about being vegan. When did I become Greta Van Susteren?
I was just
going to
say it. Oh, so stupid. Oh, God. Greta Grunberg. That's weird.
Mm.
We don't research much.
Why would we? Mm-hmm. Why would we? You guys, coming up, we're going to talk about what you would give up to reach your fitness goal.
Mm.
Like, if you could instantly drop of a hat, boom.
Become Thor?
Become, essentially, in the blink of an eye, you have reached your fitness goals. What would you be willing to give up? We're going to talk about a survey, and it is shocking. But let me just give you a little teaser.
Please.
My favorite part of the survey.
Mm-hmm.
These are my people. 6 in 10 also reported they just don't know enough about health and fitness to start their own routine.
6 in 10.
I
relate to them.
I don't want to do any reading.
I relate to them.
The thing is, there's no real info out there.
No.
So
where would you even start?
I don't know. I don't know where I would look.
Oh, but I enjoyed that.
I'll tell you, Thor would have known.
Oh, he
immediately.
Would be. Oh, he'd be working out.
Oh my God,
he'd
have his own gym.
Yeah, Thor's gym.
Yeah.
Thor Carpe's.
Yeah.
I will say that I understand the plight of the person who feels overwhelmed at a gym.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Because
I
remember I wanted a personal trainer like in high school when I was still. Understanding that my body type wasn't thin rail looking. I wanted to bring like a notepad with me so I could write down the things that I was doing.
Wow.
And the trainer was like, oh, you don't need that. And I think he was just making sure I keep paying him to train.
Yeah.
But like then the next day I was like, I don't remember anything I did. I don't, it's like that was
like
just
you
money
were going to write like 6 reps
yes.
of
like, and remember, keep your body tight or
you
whatever
had
he said.
To remember
why
some
is he doing a
did?
Shimmy as he says it? Did you see it? For all of you listening, he literally shimmied when he said, keep your body tight.
I'm working out.
Oh, God. You've never been in a gym, have you?
No.
All right. Some birthdays for you. Eli Manning, Danica McGeller, Florence Pugh, and our very own Dave, the King of Mexico. I mean, it's Dave's birthday.
Yep.
Happy
he
birthday,
hates
Dave.
Birthdays.
He does.
He's like of the Bean school of, oh, age is nothing but a number. Also the Drake school. What? All right. That's
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And coming up in a few minutes, we're going to take calls if you know or knew
someone who murdered someone.
What?
Or killed someone.
What?
That's where we're at right now.
I feel like...
If you've murdered... No, that's bad.
Not you.
If you know someone who's murdered or killed someone, we're looking for you.
Right. Yeah, this show should not be doing a segment on if you murdered.
I mean,
right.
It's time for
I think
a...
Maybe
well,
because
again.
Of what, because of what? No, it's because of what Mark and Brian did.
Oh,
right, exactly.
Right.
Got
we
it,
can't
got
do
it.
That mm-hmm. now.
Thank you.
Right.
First, let's talk cats, shall
These
we?
These are people, but they're cats, and this is kind of blowing my mind.
Mm-hmm.
The movie came and went pretty quickly.
It's still out there.
Really?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Still out there. Yeah. Despite the fact that it has lost $70 million.
I mean, what's $70 million among friends?
Directing cats is like directing a group of world-class athletes.
Okay.
We're talking Judi Dench, mm-hmm. Idris Elba, James Corden, Jennifer Hudson,
Taylor Swift,
Ian McKellen, mm-hmm. Rebel Wilson, Jason Derulo. I mean, this is a stacked cast.
Recreating one of the most famous Broadway plays ever created.
It became a joke because Cats was never leaving Broadway.
Correct.
Because they just were making so much money.
And it's a movie that has been teased forever.
Absolutely.
Oh, they're going to make Cats, they're going to make Cats,
and by the way, all that stuff you just said would make me think, safe bet.
Absolutely.
Safe bet,
home
let's make
run.
A movie. Yeah.
People have been going to see it and saying that it is possibly I think it's for sure said to be the worst movie of the year. But people are like, this could be one of the worst movies ever made.
Oh, that's pretty sweet, because that's a good category right there.
But that's Kevin's sweet spot.
Yeah. Because people are saying, like, oh, I went and it was bad. But then other people say, I had one of the best times I've ever had in a movie theater because it was so bad. And I had an experience with the people who were there.
Right.
And like, there's like a weird kind of undercurrents of going to see it because it's so bad.
Okay.
Enjoying
like
the badness?
Back around type
yes.
of thing.
Yeah. It's so bad it's good.
That makes
so
sense.
I know someone named Patrick Fisackerly. He is a writer, a comedy writer, who has a genuine, this isn't like a Nathan Fielder thing.
Mm-hmm.
He is technically, I think, a theater kid. He could tell us that.
Okay.
But he has seen Cats in the theater now 3 times, and he has tickets to see it a 4th time this weekend. And we decided we would talk to him so that he could explain to us, number one, why he is insane. And two, why we should go see it. Because we've thought about it. We're like, is it so bad we should see it? Here's the guy who's the number one fan of the Cats movie.
Let's say good morning to Patrick. Good morning, Patrick.
Patrick Fisackerly.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Patrick.
Now, how many times have you seen Cats?
Just 3 so far, but I will see it. I'm seeing it again a 4th time soon.
How many times will you see it before it leaves the theaters?
Oh, God. As long as someone tells me they want to see it with me, I'll see it with them.
Now, explain.
I'll see it as many times.
Where do you go by yourself?
I've never gone by myself. No, I'm not above it, but I haven't yet.
Okay. Now, explain what it is that you are. First, why did you see it in the first place?
Well, I've been obsessed with it since the first trailer dropped, you know? Like, it looked just absolutely crazy. I mean, do you know the story of the music, the play, Cats?
I mean, not really.
No.
I don't think I mean, we know that there's, like, the Jellicles and weird names and stuff.
So there isn't a story. It's presentation.
Good point. Good point.
It's just a series of cats introducing themselves to the audience, and then one of them is chosen to die, and that's the end.
How did that run on Broadway for 50 years?
I'll tell you why. This is real. Because it's very easy to understand if you don't speak English.
Oh.
And kids love it.
Okay.
Kids love when the cat dies at the end?
Well, it's supposed to be like reborn as a new cat.
Oh, I see.
Sort of the premise.
Oh, like a Nine Lives thing?
Everything
so it's like super easy to understand because there's nothing to understand.
Okay.
You are really selling this.
Some other things that you need to know about this Cats movie that people might not know. He had to finish it within 40 days. Like, he was rushed, the director.
Okay.
And he had to finish it within 40 days of its release. So when it first came out, there were, like, mistakes in the digital rendering.
Yeah.
Really?
Judi Dench, you literally saw her real hand with her wedding ring on it.
And, like, a white block showed up at some point. Is this right, Patrick?
Yeah, and by the way, the wedding ring, after because they patched it, they allegedly fixed it, and then now the one in theaters is fixed. Wedding ring is still there. All the big stuff.
Amazing.
All the big stuff that I noticed, like at one point, James Corden jumps through a cat door, and his body just disappears as it's going through the door. That's still there.
Wow.
In this movie. Wait, okay,
in
so
movie,
what,
yeah.
What's happening in the theaters when you're seeing it? Like, explain to me why are you having such a good time?
Well, okay, so basically, I've seen it twice where it was sort of, beforehand, we all sort of were on board with, we're going to kind of have fun with this, and I saw it once just like at a normal screening.
Mm-hmm.
So the normal screening is a little different because it took the audience maybe 15, 20 minutes to get on board with, okay, we're going to laugh.
Okay.
Like, so we're choosing to like this.
We're stuck here.
Yes.
The doors are locked.
We can't
get out
anywhere.
Yeah. So we might as well laugh.
Right.
But it becomes very much like this participatory thing where like you meow at the screen and you
No, you don't.
Ooh, Idris Elba because he's the bad guy.
No, that doesn't happen.
You are dressing up for some of these?
No, this is all real.
No, I'm saying you're like, dressing up. You're like dressing as a cat.
Oh, no. I thought you said drifting us. Yes,
no.
I'm dressing up in a cat onesie for all of them so far, and I will continue to.
I mean, it didn't happen if there's not a picture.
I've seen a picture.
We'll post it on our social media.
I will say this. Yeah. I had no interest in this movie. It just didn't excite me, mostly because I had a dentist when I was growing up, and my last name is McKay, and he would tell me, oh, no McCavities, and he'd like sing a little song, like pretending he was in Cats.
Oh, God.
Because the bad one is McCavity.
Things on the film.
Yeah, like it was
what
just
a
insane.
Terrible
just
dentist.
Insane. So I hated that dentist, but I think Patrick's turning me around. I want to see it with Patrick.
That's the thing is the reason that this even came up is because I noticed you took a picture with like the entire theater in front of the screen. Like are those people you know?
Sort of, yeah. So
are you on like a Cats message board?
So the comedy writer Joey Clift, I don't know if you know him, he has a Facebook group that's just like, it started out kind of as a bit, but grew into just sort of a real thing where it was like people who love cats and like posting, like the actual animal, not the musical cat.
Okay, okay.
And
that's much better.
Yeah. Like it's been around for years. And like, he was like, we should all buy out that this, like, this theater has sold zero tickets. Let's all buy the tickets and we'll all go and we'll wear cat ears and we'll have a good time. And with the exception of one poor, older, veteran-looking man next to me, we all were from the cat.
Oh, that poor dude.
Oh, that man.
Can you imagine that dude?
Do you know how hard it is to find a movie theater that's only sold one other ticket? Like, that can't be easy. It's only been out, like, 2 weeks.
This seems like it's Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's the thing. Patrick, right? Does this have a life like that? Do you think it can happen?
I absolutely do, because we, like, literally the man left before the movie started because we were booing every trailer that featured dogs.
This is.
I now need to see this with Patrick. I agree with Alex.
Special fur technology to create the most perfect covering of fur.
Did you notice the fur technology, Patrick?
Oh, the digital fur technology was. It was a choice. It was certainly a choice.
All right, so you're
here's
going
the thing about this movie. Yeah. It is. It's a bunch of incredibly talented people, like famous and talented people, and like really good dancers, really giving it their all.
Yeah.
In a really bad idea. Like, everything around them is a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're good.
They're going for it.
Yeah. So they're committed. Ian McKellen, like, laps up milk from a bowl and, like, rubs up against a pole with, like, pathos.
How have I not seen this?
Yeah, that's a fever dream.
Yeah, if it wasn't sincere, it wouldn't be fun. But they're trying really hard, and you really admire them for it.
Do you?
But also, it's terrible.
Well, see, that's it. I can't figure out if Patrick loves it or hates it. But
he says it's terrible.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Here's the category.
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
I love it.
It's right. Terrible, but he loves it.
That's the thing. Okay. When you see something four times, at that point, you have to let go and go, I think I just love
this.
Yeah.
Well, Patrick, if anyone from our audience ends up in a theater with you, I am envious of that.
Anyone in our audience, I think we should all go.
I know.
Patrick, might have to tell us.
Can
you go with us?
I would. In a heartbeat. Are you kidding?
Do I have to dress up like a cat?
I mean, only if you want to have the best night of your life.
Okay, well,
that's your answer.
That's pretty good.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick. Coming up next hour, we have comedian Bob Saget joining
us.
Yeah,
he's coming in.
Friend of the show. Happy to have him in.
I think it's important to just announce that we're in the early stages of setting up a cat screening.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Just to explain that if if you're free, maybe write down right now, just we're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Noon showing.
Those are always the best.
No one is going to go.
No, but I love that, because if we're the only ones there, we can say,
do whatever
we
want. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, think of it. And by the end of today's show, we'll tell you. And if you're in LA, come join us.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
To see cats.
To see cats.
Wait, it's not today, right?
No, not today.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk murder, shall we?
Well, that's the thing. If we wanted to murder someone at the screening of Cats, it would be a good place, because no one would be there to see it.
That's true.
It's a good place
to
do it.
No witnesses.
I was saying the other day, I watched the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and there's a weird subplot that's not a spoiler at all, but a very strange B story that Brad Pitt killed his wife and got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone a couple people function just around him knowing that. And I wondered.
So it wasn't a big deal.
No one said anything. Well, I mean, people said like, oh man, did you know that story more than anything? And I started to think to myself, do I know anyone who's murdered or manslaughtered someone?
Is manslaughter accidental?
It's a verb now? Like manslaughtered?
Well, that's like a car accident.
Yeah, but it's unintentional.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or without any sort of like plan.
Right.
And I realized I've known two people.
I thought about this yesterday. I don't think I know anyone.
No.
Two people.
Two people.
How did you know them?
One, my father.
Oh,
Wow.
No. Let me finish the sentence.
Okay.
My father knew someone in the garment industry, and I used to visit my father when I was a kid. My dad sold.
Oh, that's all mafia.
Yeah, very. Yeah. Yes. And so he knew someone who had went away for like 20 years.
Went away. You even got the lingo.
He like went on a vacation, a long time vacation. And that dude had killed someone. So when I met him, it was like, nice to meet you. And he like shook my hands and I felt like the murder calluses on his hands.
Oh,
but people
callous is also playing Coachella.
But people just dealt with him. People dealt with him in like a normal way.
Okay.
Okay. And then the other one
I think that would be difficult to deal with.
If
somebody they killed someone, how do you just go, hey, how's it going?
I just want to let you know that we have calls and have not sold for it yet.
That's correct.
So that's how many people know murderers. Okay. Two. I said this in passing before on the show, but my high school is where Alpha Dog, the movie, happened.
Oh, okay.
So I grew up with the kid that did the murder in Alpha Dog.
Oh.
Both the one who commanded to go murder him and the person who murdered him. So I knew that person, and he murdered someone.
Wow.
You really could have used the name Thor. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, you guys, now you know why I have that teardrop tattooed under my eye.
You're hanging out with murderers.
I know murderers, exactly.
Now, when we do a topic like this, a lot of times we say we don't want negative stories. We just want funny stories.
We want the funny murder stories.
Is that possible?
No.
Yes.
With this topic?
Listen,
no.
True crime is true crime nowadays. It seems that people laugh about these things. What we're saying is you knew a murderer, not that you murdered someone. There is a distinct difference in this phone topic.
All right, so 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. Should we take one now?
Let's please.
All right, okay. Let's start with Brandon in Mission Viejo. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, okay. Thank you.
All right. Who did you know that murdered someone?
Well, I currently know them. It's my wife.
What?
And,
what?
Who'd
she murder?
She didn't. It's her ex-husband that did.
Oh. No. Who'd he murder?
The person's name is Courtney. And,
I don't know. Like name.
Oh, no. But it was like a domestic violence situation?
It was kind of happening under what would become my wife's nose. She wasn't aware of it at the time. So this guy flew down to Arizona, found her at a hotel, and story goes that she ended up taking a drive with him, and she's missing. She hasn't been found since.
Brandon.
Wow, these are funny.
Sorry, I know you guys wanted a funny story, but I didn't quite get that. I didn't know about it.
These are hysterical.
Oh, this is great, you guys.
We did nail it.
This isn't funny. Oh, my gosh. So this woman is still missing.
She's still missing, and this is, I guess, like the second or third time in Arizona's history that they convicted
someone without a body.
Without a body. And
was your wife ever a suspect?
Yeah, was your wife ever involved in this?
Not really. Okay. No, she.
Not actually, really. By the way, that's a hard no.
She had met the person. Actually, she met this person.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this guy was really slick. I hate to say it. He was a model, a fitness instructor.
Oh, that's fine.
And I hate to say it, he's a good-looking guy.
Oh, good-looking guy. Yeah,
that's fine.
I mean, that does make me think maybe.
That's the key right there, I guess.
Did he have murder calluses on his hands?
No, they were soft and smooth.
Should have got away with it with being so good-looking.
You would think so.
All right.
Brandon, good luck with your wife, man. I mean, it's more about, like, if you could stay alive.
Right?
I appreciate it.
Best of luck, Brandon.
I'm going to let her know everything that you guys do.
Yeah, let her know we're watching her.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for the call.
Right, thanks, guys.
1-800-520-1067 if you know or knew somebody who committed murder.
Yes. You've met someone.
On it, you guys.
She was definitely.
She's definitely.
She knows where the body is.
She does. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. We'll take your calls next.
Kevin's tripping.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, world famous K-Rock.
All right, listen, we're taking calls.
I might regret this idea.
On you know or knew a murderer.
Wow.
Also known as Confess Your Crime at 1-800-520-1067.
Look, it's possible we didn't think through this fully.
I mean, we are a comedy show, and I probably should have thought about that when I was pitching this.
So you know or knew somebody who committed murder.
Out of curiosity.
And make it funny.
Yeah, out of curiosity, yes. Kevin and Jensen.
Yes.
At what point did you say to yourselves, no, we'll get funny calls?
Because here's how
These
I imagine it.
These are murder calls.
Here's how I imagine it. We're all, imagine this. I want you to think this out.
Okay.
We're all at a bar. We're sitting around and murder comes up because it's a hot topic in this world with true crime podcasts, etc. Mm-hmm. And you say, you know, someone on my block murdered someone. And you would be like, what? You grew up with someone... Then it's like a kind of a funny story.
Nope.
Well, I mean,
never hold on. Funny.
Here's the difference.
Yeah.
In a bar, you're drinking. So you have to ask everybody that's listening
Get wasted right now.
Okay.
Drink quick.
Take some shots.
Just to feel better about ourselves. Okay. But we got to take these calls. We are legally binded.
I mean,
binded.
Do we? It's
yeah.
Not. Okay.
We're legally binded.
Let's start with Deanne in Irvine. Good morning, Deanne.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good.
Okay. So you sound like someone who knows a murderer. Is
yeah.
That,
what
is...
kind of funny, jokey murder you got, Deanne?
Two of them, actually.
Oh.
Two?
Oh,
okay.
All right. Double the fun.
They both lived on my street.
Okay.
Wow.
And one of which I worked for when he did it.
Wait, two different murderers lived on your street?
Oh, yeah. They didn't like team up and murder one person. She's saying two instances.
What kind of street is this?
Well, we should have been warned when we moved in. 3 years after we moved in, they told us, the house we live in was, so we could afford it because somebody had killed themselves inside the house.
Okay. Okay.
Deanne is surrounded on every side by
ghosts. You have ghosts all around you, Deanne. I'm not a psychic, but I could tell you, you are hounded by dead people.
So two murderers. Yeah. Who's the first one? Who did they murder?
It was a financial planner that I worked for. I was a loan agent.
Mm-hmm.
And he embezzled money and swindled people and ended up stabbing one of our clients.
Oh my gosh. Jensen, again, not funny. Why are you laughing?
He's in prison.
He got 15 years.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Good.
Okay, what about the other one? On your street.
Right.
Yeah, remember this Cal State Fullerton stabbing in August?
Yes.
That was my neighbor. He lives two doors down on the other side.
And Dan, you got to move.
What is going
on? Know,
did
right?
you?
Would you say it's a nightmare on your street?
Yes.
I don't hate it, Kevin.
I'll allow it.
We're going to file it.
Really?
But don't take it back
when we do file it. Okay, Dan.
I'll try to make it funny.
No, Dan. question. Did you ever deal with him before the murder?
Oh, yeah. I worked for him for 2 years.
What about the Fullerton one?
The second one, no. He was just a neighbor, nice guy.
Nice guy, real quiet, kept to himself.
See, it is funny.
Wife,
told
kids,
you.
Great family.
See, there you go.
Oh, my God, I hate this.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the worst phone topic ever.
Dan, get out of your neighborhood. That's the real thing.
How can we help you move?
Get out of there.
Well, here's the best part. A couple weeks ago, my son, because the second house is now up for sale, said, Mommy, why do all the murderers on our street sell their house? Nobody should ever have to say that.
No!
Why do you live there?
quite a Pixar movie you're writing over there.
Why have you moved?
Quite the bedtime story she tells to a little boy.
Real Disney tale.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Well, where do we go now?
Home, but not to Deanne's.
Let's try Lex in Anaheim. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Lex. Okay, how is this funny? Go for it.
Well, I don't know that it's funny, but when back in 2003, when I was about 7 or 8, my ex-stepdad, he shot my mom 7 times. She flatlined. But she's actually okay now. But she did die for a minute.
Okay, wait.
Hold on.
So she only died for a minute.
She's alive and functioning, doing well, Lex?
Yeah, she's an RN because of it.
Oh,
she's doing
God
really
bless
well.
Her.
Where is the guy? Where's the former stepdad?
He lives on
dead.
Deanne Street. Oh, my God. Wow. This is really taking a lot of turns. I'm so glad your mom lived.
Yeah,
that's
Lex.
That's insane.
That's 7 times. She's like 50 Cent.
That's what we always say.
Unbelievable. Well, you do kind of, you know, an attempted murderer.
Yeah.
This is insanity.
It's actually my sister's dad.
Sister's dad. Oh, whoa.
Man.
And you can find your mom in the club.
What happened?
No, literally, what happened?
We're finally not. Thank you for the call.
I always say trauma builds character. We're all pretty funny because of it. So.
Absolutely.
Nothing really affects us anymore.
I get it.
I hate this topic. I'm so glad your mom's alive.
We should bail.
This backfired.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen on K-Rock. LA and OC's alternative rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Comedian Bob Saget joins us coming up in a few minutes.
On his way.
Clock say nothing and it's still playing. I don't understand what's happening.
It's a real long fade out.
Play it out, man.
Is it not done?
Let it ride.
Yeah.
Feel it, man. Feel it.
That's bizarre. Okay.
Do you want to start over?
Because there is a clock, and it counts down to the end of the song.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was at 00 when I started talking. It was still going 30 seconds later.
It's a great system.
I think it's a great system. And the phone topic was fantastic.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
You all know a lot of murderers. I'm very close to you, too. I mean, shockingly related.
Deanne has two on her street.
Yeah.
You guys remember yesterday we were having a conversation. Do you think we would even get a call?
That's when you get the most calls, man.
Oh,
crazy.
Man.
You people are crazy.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. It is time for What's Happening. Here's Ali McKay.
Well, here's the thing. In this What's Happening, we do something very special. Mm-hmm. We talk about our playlist that we have. It's called That's My Jam. And we're going to tweet it at Kevin Mornings on both Twitter, and we will post something on Instagram as well. So you can follow along the Spotify playlist, and you're going to have new music every single week from the members of the Kevin and Bean Show. Because let's be honest, we all have very different tastes in music, and a lot of you think, hey, they pick the songs they play on K-Rock in the morning. No, we don't.
No.
We can change them occasionally, but we don't
Now and then, we can add a song that's great, and you're like, wow, this is a great song. I haven't heard that in a while. That's because we did it illegally.
So they're not listening.
That's all I'm saying.
That one Weezer song over and over again.
So we all pick a song every week. It could be something brand new, or it could be something that you come across and you're like, oh, man, that's my jam. Hence the name, That's My Jam, of our playlist. Kevin, you are first. What'd you pick?
Mine is Mannequin, and it's spelled M-N-Q-N.
Oh.
If you'd like to look it up, the guy's name is Dustin Bates. It's kind of a solo electronic project. Mm-hmm. I did a little research into him. You guys tell me if he's smarter than all of your choices. Mm-hmm. He got a master's in electrical engineering at Ohio University.
Already smarter.
He completed research for the U.S. Air Force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he also taught at the International Space University, which I'm not positive is a thing.
There's no way that's
I'm not
real.
Sure it's a thing.
Yeah.
I'm not positive.
That's space camp, right?
Pretty much, yeah. So Mannequin, M-N-Q-N, and the name of the song is Man on the Moon. Demands the robot.
It made me uncomfortable, but it worked.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you can hear that dude is very smart.
Absolutely. Right.
You can tell.
All right, you guys. I picked somebody named Jesse Malin, who maybe you guys have heard of because you're way quicker with stuff than me. I'm so late to this guy. He's got 8 studio albums, and I've missed them. And I heard his new album, Sunset Kids. It's produced by Lucinda Williams. It came out at the end of August. And I'm not kidding. I have not stopped listening to that. I listen to it on my way to work, on my way home. I listen to it as I'm cooking. Which, by the way, I'm cooking now. I'm using a crock pot and stuff. Things are insane
in my
life.
Happened?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
But he's collaborated with everyone from Springsteen to a new song with Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day on this album.
All right.
He sounds to me like if Paul Westerberg and maybe Neil Young meshed into one person.
I don't
and
like then, the description.
You so, don't? No. Okay, excellent.
Neil Young can't sing.
Well, no, there's just like hints to his voice.
Okay.
And he's just this kick-ass songwriter. He's so good. And I picked a song off of his new album, and this song is called Chemical Heart. Have you seen your mother, baby, sleeping on the floor? A permanent vacation, crying in the shower stall. I don't want to be your ivory tower. I don't want to be your broken home. I don't want to be your plastic surgeon. Even wanna walk you home. You say you got a chemical heart. Try to prove it different is the hardest part. I'm calling it a chemical crime. You got a lot of nothing, but it's mine, mine, mine. I mean,
right?
I mean,
that song rules.
The whole album rules so hard. It's called Sunset Kids. By the way, playing at Hotel Cafe next Thursday. Again, I haven't gotten my tickets to that, so if you could hold off until I buy those tickets.
Correct.
This guy is so good, and to see him at a venue like Hotel Cafe where people actually sit and listen to the music, they're not like, ew, let me make a boomerang. It's a great place to see music is what I'm saying. Jensen, you are up next.
First, I want to go on record that Haroldine is listening very close to the show, and she wants us to know that she believes that Allie said the show name wrong.
You're kidding.
That would be so great.
You're kidding.
That's what she's saying.
You know what I said? Every member of the Kevin and Bean Show. I sure did, Haroldine.
We need a counter.
Whoa! I'll be right back. You guys talk away.
No, Jensen, go ahead. You hit the one.
Mugs is going to hit the show.
Haroldine!
I just like the fact that that's not going to reflect only me now.
Yeah, it's Allie's first.
Thank you, Allie.
You're totally right. I did that, Haroldine.
Thank you, Haroldine, for listening.
You almost named your kid Thor, though. Right?
You are even.
So back off.
Okay, I listened to my albums of the decade, and I found myself at a real crossroads. And we talk about all the time on the show, which is like person versus the art. You know what I mean? And one of my favorite albums of the decade was XXXTentacion, with a record that was just a question mark, was the title. And I didn't put it on the list because I just felt like, again, it's difficult to praise someone. He's now dead. He was murdered, which falls in our phone topic. But he had a problematic past of domestic abuse and gang violence and a bunch of crazy things that happened in his life. And he just released a brand new album, posthumous, called, called Bad Vibes Forever. And it's, again, really good. I mean, question mark is kind of a bit of a masterpiece in a way. I hate saying it, but it is to me. And it's rough. But the new album has a song with Blink-182 that I love. And it has Mark Hoppus on it. Fantastic. And it's called It's All Fading to Black.
Now I'm just a ghost in my own life. So make the most of this goodbye. Do you still dream about me late at night? Or are you out there living better times? You know it's killing me to let go.
Wow.
And yeah, he's one of the most, I guess, genre-flipping rappers of all time. A lot of the albums sound like that, but it's a bummer, man, because not only is he dead, he also is a rough person to say you're a big fan of. But XXXTentacion, that is my pick.
Mugs.
Hi, guys.
I'm glad you're in here, and I'm glad that you have picked one of my all-time favorite bands.
Well, I'm glad to have brought it to you guys.
Yeah.
And this duo has been named by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most successful British duo in history.
Hmm.
And that duo I am talking about,
okay,
are the Pet Shop Boys.
Yes!
All right. Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe are coming back this year, January 24th. They're dropping a new album. Of course, they were a huge presence on K-Rock in the 80s. Mm-hmm. They had four number ones, West End Girls, It's a Sin, Always on My Mind, Heart. And they kind of hit the scene back in 2014. They were reintroduced to everybody when they played Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
So January 24th, their 14th studio album will be released. The name of the album is Hotspot, and my pick, the song, is called Monkey Business.
Bring me margaritas, champagne and red wine. We're gonna have a party where we all cross the line. And we'll be called Monkey Business. Just playing around. I'm here on Monkey Business. And look what I found.
All right, wearing my bell bottoms, man.
It does seem like straight disco.
Yeah.
Also, a song named after Kevin.
It almost sounded a bit like Fred Schneider tried disco.
Sort of, yeah.
Monkey business.
I agree. I got those bell bottoms on.
I loved everything about it.
What you making? Cocaine.
That actually might ring true.
All right. If you want to find it, it is at Kevin Mornings. It is the That's My Jam playlist. All of our songs are on there. It is great. Just follow along, press shuffle. You're going to have over 5.5 hours of new music every single week from the members of this show, not the old show.
Yeah, yeah.
So ashamed I am now up on the board.
Wow,
so right.
Happy.
That's all right. Everything's cool. And you know what? That's
Bob Saget.
Yay.
Hi.
Yay.
Bob Saget.
All right, everybody.
Hello, my friends.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
Really, really good. Jensen, you gave me a nice wake-up call with your discussion to murderers.
You know,
who's seen a murder, who knows a murderer.
New show, new name. Just we're all out now.
I got to be honest, it didn't work as well as we had hoped.
But you had a good phone call. You had a positive phone call.
We did. She survived.
Yeah, that's good.
I've had
experiences, I guess you all have, with people that have been what you would call the mob. I guess.
No! No!
I have.
I've had
but they didn't seem to like, agree
but,
with me.
Everyone's had that.
No!
It's right.
That's what I thought.
Come on, Kevin. You thrive on that. Since it's Sopranos, don't you just
thrive on that?
I do know some Irish mobsters.
There you go.
Irish mobsters.
Yeah. Oh. They're so much worse than Italian mobsters.
It's good when there's Guinness in them.
Yeah.
What happened to me was, years ago, I used to come, and this is only brought up because you did your wonderful, beautiful segment.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been music under all, like lullaby stuff.
For the holidays.
Exactly. Yeah. Nothing says Happy New Year. By the way, Happy New Year.
Thank
you.
Happy New Year.
All right, we'll get back to that. But the thing that happened was I went to a restaurant, a well-known restaurant that closed and reopened as another incarnation of it. And it's a good Beverly Hills restaurant. And years ago, there was a guy running it who was so sweet, and he would kiss you on both cheeks when you came in. And you were going there for dinner. And he was well-known in town. And you probably know what I'm talking
about. I do,
yeah. And so
can we say or no?
No, I don't think so. I think it's disrespectful, actually.
It doesn't help the new business either.
It won't help that. And this story is definitely not going to help.
Okay. All right.
And I actually really adored the guy.
Okay.
And I didn't know what. I had no proof of anything or anything. Mm-hmm. I come in for dinner. He goes, let me tell you something. I hope you have a good night tonight. But if anybody ever comes near any of your kids, you call me.
Whoa.
And
what?
I said, I just wanted a lobster.
Seems aggressive.
It seemed a bit much.
Uh-huh.
That's a weird greeting.
It is. And I liked him a lot. And he's no longer with us. I don't know how that could have happened.
But, the other thing, too, is with Zanku Chicken, which we can say out loud, that which is one of the best restaurants. It's an L.A. staple. That dude killed his family.
The whole family.
Yeah.
Well, that's because there were staples in their chicken.
No, that is not why.
That's true.
By the way, it is more inflammatory to say there's staples in their chicken than for me to say he murdered his family.
That's true. But I do get my chicken at Staples. You know, it's kind of my Costco. I also eat wood and packing foam.
Right. That explains
a lot. I eat wood. You can't say that.
You can.
But Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Bob.
Now, hey, what are the rules on Happy New Year, though?
How late into the year? It's only the 3rd. I think you're good.
No, but I'm saying if you meet somebody on the 20th.
Oh, that's way too late.
No, it's too long. I say,
well, what
I
if
say,
you haven't seen him yet?
No. Okay. I say the 8th. The 8th is when we stop.
But we're on a weird numerology kind of time. 2020 is also, everybody's saying, perfect vision, you know. Mm-hmm. Really? I don't know. You're doing a segment on murderers.
Please.
You know, you read the news, you put it on your parakeet's cage. It's just a rough go.
Rough few days, 3 days.
Rough 3 days. But the thing is, I'm sure you'll do a segment on it, but... We all got to be positive, and that's why I'm doing even more work this year in the comedy field. Because I like it out in the field because there's no audience to criticize me. But I had a nice New Year's. What did you do at the stroke of midnight, Allie?
Oh, I was dead asleep by 3 hours.
Same.
Wow, that's hot.
Yeah.
You're dead asleep.
What did you do?
I was in...
Yeah, it's amateur night, so I don't ever want to go out. It's amateur night.
I was in a beautiful place in Mexico.
Okay.
Oh, see, you're having a good time.
No, but I was right by where the wall should be, and...
should you be on the Mexico side of the wall?
I don't know who I was fighting for, but it was a citizen's arrest situation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I could do it. I had a fake badge. Where were you, Jensen?
Oh, man, we got a new kid.
I know that.
Yeah, we're just staring at him for a while, then asleep at 8:30.
Look, I follow you on Instagram. I can't get enough of the kid.
Yeah. I have 100% become absolutely 85 years old with this kid.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
And actually, when I got married just a couple years ago, and I'm older than her, which is, of course, shocking. my daughter said to me, Dad, please don't have a baby because you'll drop it.
Wow.
Because middle of the night, you know.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Sure.
And God forbid you don't wipe front to back. You've hurt the kid.
Oh, I thought you meant for me.
And maybe yourself as well.
No, I don't think it matters with you.
Oh, I'm like, you're getting poo on your kid?
Of my own?
No,
you're not wiping... Front to back on yourself and then real quick going over to your kid.
No, we do not recycle my toilet paper to his.
I don't love this conversation.
New Year's is a time of forgiveness.
What did you do? You guys just lived it up?
We had a wonderful time. We spent too much money.
Okay.
But that's how you show love.
Yes. yes.
And then I found out this morning that L.A. is still gone. You know, there's no one on the streets.
Yeah, the 6th seems to be the date.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, everyone's back.
It's very lovely. You feel like, oh, wow, I could live in this city. This is almost Seattle. And then Monday it's going to be everybody racing to an agency and actors getting new headshots.
Yeah, I did have a question for the advertising department here at the station. And I was told they're not back until next week. Our own office.
Well, there's a reason half of them are murderers.
They did not want to be in today.
To catch an advertiser.
Can you name them, the ones that are murderers?
Yeah, absolutely. There's Vic.
Vic is clearly a murderer.
Bob is playing at the Brea Improv tonight and tomorrow night. If you like to see him, two shows each. Mm-hmm. And
it's a big room there. It's like they knocked down the old one and put up a new one.
And it's big and nice?
It's like, that's what they say to me all the time. But it's like, what? You can't do those kind of jokes?
Oh, yeah, you can. I'm just disagreeing with the sediment.
Oh, that the people don't say that.
They don't say that.
There is sediment, because I'm getting older. But, but not only that, you do the weenie roast, so I can bring it up.
I mean, that's true.
Sure. Yeah. But it's like next door, they knocked out a whole thing, and it's like 500 seats or something.
Wow.
So you're scared, is what you're saying.
So if I have a cold, which I don't think I do, because I'm taking antibiotics, which is a topic I wanted to bring
up. You don't take antibiotics for a cold.
I take antibiotics if I get a crick in my neck.
Okay, well, guess what? They are not helping. They're not doing anything. You are now immune to those antibiotics.
That is not true.
So here's what's going to happen.
I had the flu shot, and it gave me the flu.
No, it didn't.
Again.
Here's what's going to
happen. It gave me a leaky butt.
What?
That's not the flu.
I love that. Leaky butt. I like leaky butts. I cannot lie. What's great about a leaky butt is...
Okay, all right.
But let me just finish, because there's a truth to it. You can never get lost. If you get kidnapped, they can find you.
Like a trail?
I mean, that is a positive.
I mean,
I have never thought of a positive on that
before.
It's
a suppositive.
Oh, my God.
Jokes like that tonight, Friday, and Saturday as well.
No, they won't be like that.
Okay, good.
Please continue what you're saying. It's really important.
Okay, tonight, January 3rd, 7:30 and 9:45. Saturday, January 4th, 7 p.m., 9:30 at the Brea Improv.
All right, we need to take a quick break.
We'll be back, yeah.
We've
got to take a quick break.
Okay, I can get through it. I'm on antibiotics.
We'll be right back. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen and Bob Saget.
That is the best Avril Lavigne song.
Oh, Dave is going to come
on
in
Dave's
to
birthday.
Fight you.
That Dave's is favorite
Paramore.
Band.
Paramore.
Yeah. And while we were gone on break, it was announced that Hayley Williams will be releasing solo music.
Absolutely.
It
correct.
Very exciting.
I love Paramore.
That was who we listened
to. No, I do. Okay. I know.
That's very convincing, Bob.
I didn't realize you had something all cheetah pretty to say. And I jumped the shark and I cut you off.
Very
so you
convincing.
Didn't get to do.
Very convincing.
The worst is to jump the shark. That's the worst.
Oh, that doesn't
what
sound good at all.
What is with you
Listen,
and poop today?
It's been a rough day.
He's not feeling well.
I mean, oh my God, I came back from Cabo and I'm just so exhausted. I take antibiotics randomly. I'm on 45 NyQuil.
Now, your last special, 0 to 60, was what, two years ago?
So okay. I'm working now. Uh-huh. I'm going to be doing a lot of touring all year to get this new hour up.
Are you one of those guys who can just crank it out, or does it take you forever?
You're saying crank it out, you mean the material.
Yes.
Yes, because I am a guy that can crank it out.
Yes.
Let me go into that.
The material.
Yeah. So it's newish stuff because the world's changed. So
a lot.
Since my last special,
years,
it's completely changed, and that's what I'm addressing without addressing it. I'm trying to do what you're trying to do, which is we all know what's out there.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to entertain people, and I want them to feel like they had the most entertaining night. Or I don't do a daytime show, except for the kid shows I do with puppets.
Sure.
Yeah.
No one wants that.
Yeah.
No, especially where I put them. But gosh, and it doesn't wash out a felt. But Rainbow Connection goes over well. But you can't understand a word he's saying. What? But the thing is, I just love riffing, and I love working, and it's not a made up set. Mm-hmm. I ad lib. I love to include the audience.
You do crowd work?
They call it crowd work. I was going to say that, but it's really not crowd work. It's not to put you down.
No, I'm not.
I mean, she is a woman.
But forever since I got.
I don't know things. I'm a lady.
By the way, she's a lady. But that's Tom Jones, kids.
Look it up.
When I was 17 and started stand up. One of the first people I ever saw was Don Rickles, who later became like a dad to me, became like a dear friend.
Yeah.
And I never called it crowd work. You know, people love to give things names these days.
Why are you against crowd work? It's what everyone calls it.
The term, I don't know. To me,
I don't know if Bob,
just
Bob
for
might,
you, it's more riffing.
I was going to say, Bob's a little more like...
realistic
of
what it is.
Whatever flows out of his mind, I don't think he's making fun of the guy's shirt.
Yeah,
It might if it comes up, but it's like it's not crowd work. Like, where are you from? Jersey? I've been to Jersey. It smells. Whatever.
Right.
But it's like he doesn't
kill
do
it.
That.
Write
you
that
would,
down.
You
Bob.
Would kill it. Chelsea.
Sometimes
for a guy with a Don Rickles tattoo, that was a very bad example.
Do you have one?
I've shown it to you before. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! I want to do stuff to your arm.
wow!
I loved him so much. I used to,
the fact that you were friends with him is always crazy to me.
He was. Wonderful. And he knew what funny was. And we had serious conversations most of the time.
See, that's what I hate about it. You know, it's a big meme right now to sort of say, you know, if Don Rickles was doing comedy in 2020, he wouldn't get away. No, he would have got away with it because he was tremendous. Well, and because there was a warmth to him, which is how he got his nickname.
And most of his audience is, because as though he's alive,
yeah.
Is older, but like 60s. Uh-huh. And then there's a bunch of 35-year-olds that get on the train.
And the roast train, yeah.
But a lot of people think that's what humor is, and they don't know how to do it. And
correct.
There's some famous people, very, very famous, top of the world famous, that do put-downs, yeah. But there's no punchline.
Sure.
It's just you got ugly teeth and you're fat.
Yeah.
And that's not, I mean, he would do stuff where he'd look in the audience and he'd go, is that your wife? Every show. He'd go, is that your wife? And the guy would go, yeah. And he goes, oh. it was all about timing. It was all about, but when you watch stuff from the Dean Martin roast, kids, that was a famous dude. And I kind of looked up to him. He was so funny. And good actor, good singer, all that crazy stuff. And he never told me he would take care of somebody if they hurt my kids.
Another guy who probably knew a bunch of murderers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think
the funniest thing I've ever seen is Don Rickles and Frank Sinatra telling the story about dinner.
On
Carson,
and you
right
guys
now.
Need to Google that right now. We'll wait till the segment's over because Bob's here. But Google Frank Sinatra, Don Rickles,
you even said
dinner.
That like Don.
Did I?
Do it later, because Bob's here. It was all timing. And his daughter, Mindy, is very funny. And she's very reminiscent. So crowd work, to me, is I'm on stage at 17 until present day, where I'm, you know, how old?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm sorry, I got my fist caught in my throat, which is...
In your early 30s.
Turns me on a lot. Because I wish I had no teeth. Good night, everybody.
Oh, God.
But what? What do you mean? Do you like farm animals?
Jeez.
You ever had hoof and mouth disease? So what happened? What is hoof and mouth disease?
We've talked about it here, haven't we?
Can
we
take an antibiotic for
another,
it?
Bob, he another genius could. Phone topic we had was what crazy diseases have you had? And we had a
like
bunch of people calling.
Yeah, stuff.
We had a bunch of people calling with that.
Is that from touching farm animals?
I don't honestly think
all of them are, no.
When I went, before my parents passed away.
I don't even want to hear this story.
Nope.
I had to clear their computer. And,
no.
Right.
And
Bob
I went on there.
Sagan.
I'm sorry, it was in their search. It was
no,
there.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
Your
it
parents,
was,
no, it wasn't.
It was people with farm animals. And I went, Dad? And he went, I didn't know it. And so that's a guilty plea.
Oh, no.
Just picturing that, cheating on my mom with, meh, you know, that's just bad.
Is it bad?
Do we want to do autocomplete?
Yeah, okay. I believe we do.
Bob, listen, I am very busy with the child right now. I can barely research.
Congratulations,
thank you. I can barely research, so I let Google come up with the questions. This is called autocomplete.
When I go on the computer and I try to search something.
Bob Saget.
The autocomplete finishes it for me. It's the strangest thing.
What?
So let's start typing and searching. Oh, what will it be?
I don't know.
Hey, you, what do? You autocomplete me.
Okay, so basically I type in a question that involves your name and I let Google answer it with one of their top 30 results.
Oh, it's going to be horrific.
These are not horrific.
I avoid the horrific.
He avoids the horrific.
Didn't this morning.
Listen, that's every morning. Okay, some of these I really want to know the answer to. One, where can I see Bob Saget's ... through Adam's eyes?
Well, I directed this documentary about my nephew, who had his face reconstructed when he was 7 years old and had a series of other operations. And I did it in black and white. It was 11 minutes long. He narrated. It's really about him, my nephew Adam, who's been now a very successful real estate guy and a big event planner and all that
and
stuff.
And where can we see it?
Temple University distributes it.
Wow.
In Philadelphia. And they show it. And it won the Student Academy Award. So I was flown out.
Wait, we have to contact Temple University?
I think so. I don't
Does
know
Does YouTube
how to...
not exist?
Are you happy now?
Oh,
that you
know what it is on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's this thing
but
called
give someone
YouTube.
A Temple a call.
I just wrote
let
a handwritten letter
it.
To Temple. I got to erase this.
I just caught a predator on YouTube and a murderer.
Are you now the most famous non-criminal comedian out of Temple?
Good question.
Well, there's only one.
Right.
And he had a fake doctorate and only went for 2 years.
He didn't even graduate and he had a doctorate?
No. He just shot right out of there just like he did a couple years ago.
Okay, second one. Second one that I was also interested in. Does Bob Saget still ... talk to Artie Lang?
We do. I haven't talked to him lately.
Mm-hmm.
The last time was a tweet that said, if you don't call me, I will do harm to myself and do my podcast. And I said, do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I
he
did
looks
it.
Good, man.
He does.
Yeah, he's been
he
looking
does.
Good.
He's gone to a good nose surgeon.
Yes. Okay. I got another one. How did Bob Saget ... meet his wife?
That's a great question.
I thought so.
She's way too hot for him.
And way too good for you. Yeah.
She's so cool.
Yeah.
She's
very cool.
How about your wife?
She's way. Same. I mean, we've established that.
Same. Yeah. Out of both of your leagues.
Way out. I mean, I shouldn't even be able to talk to her. But
I'm in the junior league.
Where did you meet her? How did you meet?
I met her through a friend. I saw her. Okay. I saw her online.
There you go.
But then I called a friend of mine, Ro Khan, who's on WGN in Chicago, and that's a station.
Mm-hmm.
And
look it up.
And yeah, exactly. Don't Google everything.
Google
the word everything. And Google. And then it's just a mirror. It's like when you look in a mirror with a mirror
behind
you.
Because she's from Chicago. I'm going to help you with
the
story.
She was a reporter herself.
Yes, she is.
It's impossible to keep Bob on track.
I'm here. She has a streaming show, Eat Travel Rock, eattravelrock.com. And I don't know why I did that, but she's Kelly Rizzo, and she's quite amazing.
She's incredible.
So I saw her hosting, and I thought she was really cool. And I went, you're going to do something to myself, because I talked to myself until she showed up, and then I don't have to.
Sure.
And I said, I'm going to try to help her career. Yes, I think she's really pretty.
I'm going to try and help her career.
No. I didn't mean it that way.
Okay.
I know a couple people in business. She was coming out at a big business meeting. So I texted Ro Khan and said, is this Kelly a good person?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, she's amazing. And a friend of my fiance, and they're no longer together. And
seems like a detail we don't need, but sure.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe we won't travel well. But he's a friend. And,
See, that's a good answer.
And she contacted Kelly and said, look, this is going to be weird, but Bob Saget is interested in you, or I don't know what to tell you. He said he's going to direct message you on Instagram. I have stopped those habits.
I mean, it's
patterns.
Odd to have someone else tell them that you're going to DM
them. Well, that's better
DM
than just doing it.
Well, no, I guess so.
No, I wanted her to know so she
creepy.
Doesn't get a random Bob Saget thing. You don't believe it's me. There's like 10,000 me's out there spelled not good.
Well, now you know he just slid in the DMs.
How about that?
That's the answer.
That's how you do it. But with a little heads up.
Yeah. But then she came out to L.A. and we hung out for a few days, and I realized maybe this isn't meant to be that way, but I still want to help her, or not help her, but introduce her to people that are worthy of her, because she's so good at what she does. And then so then we went
we
to
get off the air
we went
10.
To Vegas. We went to Vegas 2 weeks later on our first date.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Well, that is autocomplete me.
All right.
We did it.
Bob Saget, you're the best. We always love having you.
But I have more stories of how we met.
Sorry, we're out of time.
But it's about murderers and drunks.
Brea Improv tonight at 7:30 and 9:45, and tomorrow at 7 and 9:30.
Yeah, tickets are $30 and available now at improv.com.
I didn't realize there were that much.
Brea.
Oh, my grandmother.
No,
that's actually
good
a good price.
It is
for
a good price, yeah.
And I do long sets, and I...
No way.
It is 8:52, and time for What's Happening with Allie. Whoops.
But first,
time for Keep It 100. Mm-hmm. You text 1-800-520-1067. Any song you pick, if it's in our system, we'll play it.
Yeah.
Here are some of the songs that you picked. Come on. So 1-800-520-1067. You request a song. If it's in our system, if you're texter 100, you will win.
And very
you had
little.
a real reaction to Flobots right there.
Yes.
Right there. So we decided something, which I think is funny that Bob Saget was just in here, because you were gone the day that Bob Saget was in, and we decided that the song should be...
Yeah, what a terrible choice. Yeah.
We all agreed that would be the song. So we thought this year, why not do something fun where when we get to Caller 100, they announce what the song is, everything. And then every one of us, Jensen, Kevin, and me, we have the opportunity, just one for the whole year.
Yeah,
one rejection.
To deny. Nope, that song will not make it. And then it's dealer's choice. We pick the song.
Okay, but if we use it, say, in the first
too
week
early.
Of February.
Too
it's,
early.
It's way too
then
early.
Then you don't have any other deny.
No, you don't. Oh, okay. But you can. You absolutely can.
All right.
Like if Owl City came up, I think we'd be fighting each other of who was going to
deny. Yeah, but our denials.
But if you do it in January or February, then you're stuck with Papa Roach throughout all of December.
But listen, pick something good.
Mm-hmm. Just pick something good.
1-800-520-1067. Keep it 100. You text now. Allie is here. What's happening?
Guys, we've been talking about the Coachella lineup. It's immense. It's immense, you guys. We've got on Friday night, April 10th and 17th, Rage Against the Machine is headlining.
I would like to see it.
That's enough right there. I'm out. Yeah. I mean, that's good.
It's good.
April 11th and the 18th, Travis Scott. That's the Saturday headliner. Okay. And then the Sunday headliner, the 12th and the 19th, Frank Ocean.
It's great.
Amazing, right? Mm-hmm. And then you've got incredible bands that are playing as well. For me, the two, the three, really, that I would be like, these are the ones you have to see. You have to see Pup, because they're one of the best bands ever, and their last album, Morbid Stuff, is my favorite album of the year. Also, a guy that I played during one of our That's My Jams, Oliver Peck, who's astounding. He's so good. But then when I saw this name, I thought, oh, man, this is the reason I would go to Coachella. It's because Danny Elfman is going to perform. And you say to yourself, yeah, he's done incredible music for movies, for TV shows, for everything. But I really wish he'd play some Boingo. But, you know, he hasn't played Boingo in forever.
And yeah, and we sort of know that he's over.
He's over it. Yeah. We've talked to him about it. And he's like, it's the past, whatever. But during, of course, the show at the Greek Hollywood Bowl, whatever, one of those at the Hollywood Bowl, when he would do Nightmare Before Christmas, he decided one year to do Dead Man's Party. And that's how he closed out the show.
Come on.
And it was the best.
Just when that kicks in at Coachella, people will go nuts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, agreed.
But here's the thing. So people are like, oh, I just wish he'd play any Boingo. He tweeted this 10 hours ago. I guess the cat is out of the bag. Coachella 2020. Danny Elfman, past, present, and future. From Boingo to Batman and beyond. You guys,
we're gonna get some Boingo.
Screamed in my house. I instantly put on We Close Our Eyes because it, to me, is the best Oingo Boingo song of all time. I cannot tell you how excited I am. By one name on this list has made me go, okay, Coachella. Everyone needs to go to Coachella because of one name that is sandwiched in between 21 Savage and DaBaby.
Danny Elfman, right where he belongs.
Yeah. Oh, it's huge, you guys. It's huge. Again, don't get those tickets for the second weekend until I have mine.
Right.
Oh, so everyone has to wait?
Yeah, we cool?
Okay. Please.
Yeah. That'd be awesome, you guys. Remember yesterday when I did my Ozzy Osbourne impersonation?
It was spot on.
It was probably the worst thing ever. And I thought, oh, no, all these reports he's on his deathbed. Maybe he heard it.
It was better than Jensen's.
Bart Simpson.
Don't have a cow, man.
Nope, again.
Wait, hold on. For reals, let me try it.
Okay.
Don't Nope. Give me 1 second. Hold on. Don't have a cow, man. Nope.
That's the closest.
That's the closest.
It's also exactly your voice. You're not changing it at all.
I don't know why I'm even pretending to go any different than what I normally speak as.
Hey, here's the thing. Ozzy Osbourne is alive and well.
Yes.
There were reports of the 71-year-old Black Sabbath frontman. His health was declining. He was just in bed. He was not feeling well at all, losing his whole facilities. Not true at all. There are pictures with him out with Sharon. And then Kelly, I was going to say Kelly Clarkson tweeted, which would be odd that she injected herself in the story. Mm-hmm. His daughter, Kelly Osbourne, said, I went to lunch with my family. Then I spent the rest of the day laughing and hanging out with my dad. I come home to read sickening articles about my dad supposedly being on his deathbed. Sometimes the media makes me sick. It's no secret that my dad has had a rough year when it comes to his health, but come the F on. This is utter BS. So she's like, nope. That's fine.
I'm glad.
Just spent the day with him. Yeah.
I'm glad.
Everything's fine with Ozzy, you guys. Calm your tees.
Is he immortal?
Oh, yeah.
Can we all agree to that?
100%.
Okay. Yeah. So he's never going to die. We should ignore all of the news that
correct.
He's... Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
He's
sure.
a vampire.
All right, guys. Some birthdays for you. We've got Florence Pugh, Danica McKellar, Eli Manning, and do we have a soundbite that we could possibly play of our illustrious producer... Illustrious?
Yeah, no.
Dave, the King of Mexico.
Damn, is it Christmas already that we need sweaters and it's winter time? So anyways.
This is when he was on his college
radio station?
Yeah.
Let's hear that other one where he just, in the middle of saying something, just totally goes on to another topic. Do we have that?
We're looking for it, yes.
Anyways, this is Super Dave on the Alt Show on 88.9. And before So anyways, coming up, we got some Pennywise and some Beastie Boys.
Can we call him Super Dave?
We have to.
Okay.
Thank you, although to Mexico for the decline of Western civilization. Oh. Idiot.
Seems harsh on his birthday, but that's what's happening.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, and Friday mornings at this time, we do keep it 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Keeping it
100. Keep it 100.
Keep it
100.
Keep it
100. I'ma keep it 100.
100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
We added a new rule this year that we have one denial per person.
Mm-hmm.
So three denials this year. But if you use it early in the year,
it's gone.
It would seem insane to use it the first
week.
Yeah. You use it, you lose it.
Correct.
Is essentially it. Here's the thing.
But if you pick a horrible song, we have the option.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's all.
And we'll mock you endlessly.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But again, a horrible song to you, Kevin, could be a great song to me. Who knows? But let's go through who didn't make it, which I'm super bummed about. Angel in Santa Fe Springs. She was texter 99. Mr. Wendell by Arrested Development.
I would have loved to hear that to start the weekend.
Arrested Development. Very underrated. Great band. And then, of course, not Texture 100, you were Texture 101. You wanted to hear I Can't Get No Satisfaction by Devo. Sorry, Adrian, in Anaheim, because there can only be one Texture 100. And that, wow, he's calling from Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
Thomas, how are you?
Hey, Ellie. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, welcome. Streaming the show, guys. You decided to text in with a request.
Yeah, I was thinking about making you use your denials, but then I felt like that would be a jerk move, so I picked something that reminds me of my time in L.A.
Oh, I hope it's Chili Peppers.
How long ago did you move out of Los Angeles?
Well, I used to live under the bridge, so that's why it's not.
All right.
Love it.
That was almost 10 years ago, but I was there for about 5 years.
Okay.
All right.
And how are you doing in Dallas?
Well, there's no beach, but
was enough.
Yeah, it was
said.
Enough. Yeah,
we get it.
We got it.
Answers everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's your choice, Thomas?
It's Rancid, Time Bomb.
Excellent.
Well, I think we all agree on that
one,
right?
Yes. Good pick.
We all agree on that one. Thank you for calling.
Then you better come in. It's just ability, that reason that we're so thin. Living and dying and the stories that are true. Sink or do a collapse, knowing when you're through.
Black or white shoes, black hair, Cadillac, yeah. Before the time bomb. Youth authority home. First thing you learn, you gotta make it in this world alone. Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac, yeah. Before the time bomb. Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac, yeah. Before the time bomb.
Now he's kind of, he got free, he got a cook, got a car. He's only 1 year old, he's running numbers from the bar. He's paid his people, he's getting deep in. Whatever he can move on in, you know that kid's a creeper.
Black coat, white shoes, black hat. Tattooed below his eye. His mother cries. She knows that he is strong enough to die. He's rolling in the Cadillac. His midnight sunroof is down. Three shots right out of here. I'm dead. The Doom King is crowned. Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac.
Yeah, before the time bomb.
Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac.
Yeah, before the time bomb.
Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac.
Yeah, before the time bomb.
Keep it 100.
That sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
It did.
Sounded good. Allie, Rancid, Time Bomb, year?
Yeah, that was mid-90s for sure.
Okay.
So could it be like direct mid-90s, like 95? Or is it 96, which is what I'm going for? 95 or 96?
Okay.
Okay, but out of those two...
96. If you had to pick one. 95.
Is that your final answer? Would you like to call a friend? Well, you can't just keep saying two.
You can't just keep hissing.
95.
It is 1995. Yes.
That is very good.
Thank you so much.
Well done. We'll do this again next week. Keep
it warm. Guys, it bums me out that we do the show 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, and people don't get to hear it all.
In the future, there's got to be some scientific way for people to go back and listen to stuff they missed.
I'm sure science would work, but I think I'm just going to rap about it.
I wrote this week's lyrics with a little more importance because it's the first wrap-up of the new year I'm recording. Blast it so it's distorting and your speaker box is shorting. Get excited for Kevin and Sam in the morning. My bar Sims is uncanny, I'm like Nancy Cartwright. And Dr. Drew revealed that each of us could die tonight. Patrick seen Cat 3 times and he enjoyed it. People DM DJ Omar Khan to be a toilet. He says positive thinking could be a vaccine. I bought a shot clock for every time we say Kevin and Bean. Your keep it 100 can now be abruptly denied. To be honest, if it's Flowbots, this is completely fine. And imagine if my mom named me Thor instead of Jensen. Allie hated Star Wars and trolls blew up her mentions. We have a new name, but 3/4 the same cast. If you missed that, download the podcast. Let's go.
That was just 2 days.
That's a big job.
I sat down to write it and I was like, this is going to be tough. And then I went, no, it's not. This was insane.
Yeah, you can get the podcast at krock.com. Mm-hmm. Allie is here with one last look at what's happening.
Got to say, that was quite the zag from Hurt the wrap.
Into the wrap up.
Because nothing says, woo, let's get this Friday started. Like a little Johnny Cash Hurt.
Mm-hmm. Whew. Just talking about his life right before he died.
Good Lord. Guys, we talked about this earlier. What would you do just to reach your fitness goals? Maybe you give something up and then boom, blink of an eye, you have reached your fitness goals.
What percentage of people do you guys think actually reach their fitness goals?
I mean, very little.
Few.
Yeah,
very few.
Basically just the trainers of LA.
That's basically it. That's it, right?
That's why with this, you can give something up.
Forever? Or just this year?
Maybe a year.
Okay, so you keep that physique while you've given up. If you take it back, you lose the physique.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd give up a lot. It is a lot of time and a lot of work to get into the shape you want to be in.
Absolutely.
So I understand why people would give up a lot.
Okay.
Lose my family?
That's not on here, Jensen.
That may be too much.
Okay, then
I mean,
no.
Holy
then
crap.
Never mind. I didn't say
that
it.
That is so
dark.
Yeah,
I didn't say it. Never mind.
So dark.
Mm.
1 in 3 Americans would give up sex for a year to instantly reach their fitness goals. Listen, I didn't do a deep dive into this, but I assume that just means with other people.
Right.
So
I would assume so, yeah.
So you can still,
you
know.
Sure. Yeah, we know.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, flick the bean, right?
Yes.
Is it the man in the canoe?
Yep.
That type of thing. You're good. I'm in. I would do that.
Now, again, do you keep the physique only for that year?
Well, as long as you abstain?
Yeah. And then after that year, you are free to bone with
then,
your
then,
hot
but then
butt.
Because you lose it again. You're gross again.
No. This is just stuff that for a year.
Oh, and then you have it for the rest of your life?
In this scenario, terrible bet.
Yes. You'd lose almost everything.
Come on, your family?
For a year?
You sicko.
No, but listen, for reals, if you lost, I'm just saying off the top of my head, you lose your limbs for a year and the rest of your life.
Your limbs? Yeah. I don't think this is that much.
I'm even putting it that far. I'm saying you lose your limbs for a year.
Your chissa torso.
Yes. And okay. But for a year and for the rest of your life, you look incredible and you have all your limbs. You get your limbs.
What?
You could catch up on so much TV.
I mean, this is what
I've
been
waiting. How do you get your ideal body if your limbs are gone?
No, because then the next year
After that year, they're back.
After. Okay.
And you're still physique, you know, you got it.
Okay.
Some people.
You have arms again? That would be so weird for your friends.
That's the thing they're most concerned about, yeah.
Yeah. Some people would even spend a week in jail to achieve that.
Yeah,
I'd do that.
I'd do that.
A week?
Yes.
Yeah.
For the rest of my life, I don't have to work out and I look exactly how I want to look. Yes, I'll spend a week in jail. Yeah.
All right. Which jail, though?
Honestly, I'll do Alcatraz. I don't care.
Alcatraz is like a...
No, that's you're talking prison. We're just talking jail.
Jail, okay.
Yes,
then yes.
100%.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in.
All right. And like I said earlier, which I don't know why this stat just delighted me to no end, but 6 in 10 also report that they just don't know enough about health and fitness to start their own routine.
Right.
So just don't start.
That's so lazy.
It's too right? much
I kind of relate.
About. I don't know. I can't
relate
even... Oh, come on.
I did kind of relate to that.
I love that stat.
It's really not difficult.
No, it's not. But I mean, it is. It's, you know,
it's
not easy to get into shape.
No, it's a lot of work, but it's easy to know what to do.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, you should know what to do. But what I'm saying is, yes, lose my limbs. I will 100%
do it. No one is saying you have to lose your limbs.
No, he's offering it.
Just go to jail for a week, dude.
I don't... You still have the limbs.
Okay. You would rather lose your limbs for a year than go to jail for a week?
I got to think about it, but no, I'd probably go to jail for a week.
Why would you even think about it?
Honestly, like you said, a lot of TV to catch up
on.
But
then I thought about who's changing the remote.
Oh, I'll use my nose.
Why are you making the move like you're doing it with your nose?
Like
I
a
hate
chicken.
It.
Like a chicken.
I hate everything.
Oh, I gotta change the channel.
It would be a disaster for about a month, and then you get really good at it.
Yeah, and then I'm buffed for the rest of my life.
Oh, for the love of God. Hey, guys.
You're a terrible negotiator. You go right
you're
to the worst
great.
Case scenario.
Not great.
That was. I do regret it.
Okay.
Hey, you know what Monday is? The return of Variety senior editor Michael Schneider. Perhaps you know him as Brudda Mike.
That's good news. I have been waiting to play this for a week.
Please.
Mele Kaliki Maka.
I'm going to say right now, don't wait to play that.
That's
ever.
That's true.
Like,
just put it in whenever.
At, like Bob Saget's in the middle of a story.
Play it.
Mele Kaliki Maka.
Mele Kaliki Maka.
The end. Is what really gets me.
Mele Kaliki Maka.
Straight sex right there, right? Am I right?
I'd give it up for a year in order to get buff.
Well, he will be in on Monday to tell us all about the winners and losers of the 2020 Golden Globes taking place this Sunday, 5 p.m. Pacific on NBC. He's also going to tell us, my God, once you watch a show like that and you're like, I've never heard of any of these
Most
shows.
Most of these shows I've never heard of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He will then tell us, here's the thing. Here's what you should be watching.
Correct.
Forget all this. This is the definitive list.
We're
so going
to regularly have him in to give us an update on what
Love
new
it.
Shows are out there
he's,
that we should watch.
He's sort of the answer to why is there too much TV.
Right.
He's going to come in and say, he did it here once just accidentally.
Yes.
Yeah. He brought up The Servant, which was a show on Apple Plus.
Apple Plus, M. Night Shyamalan.
And it's great. And I said to myself, I didn't even know that was coming
have
out.
Have you seen the end of it?
Not yet.
Okay. Then it may not be.
Dang it.
Is it but total it got, M. Night
is
ending?
It? It's funny.
Oh, no.
It's funny.
I'm just saying. And that's not his strength.
Damn it. Because season two, you know, has been greenlit. It's ready to go. So they're coming back. So they could fix the problem.
Wow.
Mele Kaliki Maka.
I don't even know that there's a problem. I'm just saying there might be.
All right.
Good Lord.
Damn it.
Back to you.
Right. I'm close to the end.
How close?
No, let us know.
Mele Kaliki Maka.
Okay. So December. Mm-hmm. Okay. He will be in on Monday, and we're looking forward to it. But I'm lined up so far for the Golden Globes to present... Pierce Brosnan, Tim Allen, Margot Robbie, Harvey Keitel, Salma Hayek, Amy Poehler, Rami Malek, Scarlett Johansson, Dakota Fanning, Chris Evans, Charlize Theron, Tiffany Haddish, Kate McKinnon, Will Ferrell, Octavia Spencer, Sophia Vergara, Kerry Washington, Ted Danson, Daniel Craig, and Glenn Close. How long is this show?
A little too much.
That seems like too many.
It's still going to be on Monday morning when Michael Schneider gets here.
Yeah, he'll be like, recapping. The show just ended, you guys. Good stuff. And I don't know about you, but people are trying to give back for 2020. Start off the year right.
Mm-hmm.
Like Donnie Wahlberg and his wife, Jenny McCarthy, by leaving a tip on the IHOP server's bill. So the bill was $75.45. So they decided...
To write at the bottom, don't get vaccinated? Oh,
nope,
I thought you meant
nope.
like a tip.
Not
like,
that kind of tip.
Not that kind of tip. And that's a horrible tip, and nobody should listen to
her.
Here is what they did. They left a tip of 2020. That's $2,020 on a $75 bill. Not bad. The server, Bethany, said she was overwhelmed. She had just moved into an apartment. She's a single mom. She said she's been struggling every day to make ends meet. So that's a lovely thing to do.
And her son grew up to be Adolf Hitler.
I don't think...
That's not true at all.
Read.
Not true at all.
Mele Kaliki Maka.
Nope, that is not in this article.
Got it.
Incorrect.
I did, you know, I did work on the first season of The Masked Singer.
Yes.
So I was around Jenny McCarthy quite a bit. And I will say, the things that she told me about Donnie Wahlberg as a person made me very much like Donnie Wahlberg.
All right.
Seems like quite a little,
that's good,
little savior guy.
I just met Donnie before their New Kids on the Block show that they did with, who was it, TLC, Naughty by Nature, Debbie Gibson and Tiffany. Mm-hmm. And I say that laughing because it was one of the greatest shows ever. It was so fun. But he was a big fan, him and his son, of my friend Michelle Beadle.
Sure, from the NBA.
So we got to meet Donnie and hang out with him and his son. And then Jenny came. He is such a lovely,
seems like a sweet guy.
Lovely
nice.
Man.
Yeah.
And of course, he's on Dave's favorite show, Blue Bloods.
Blue Bloods.
Sure.
I don't even think Donnie Wahlberg knows he's on Blue Bloods.
Only Dave and my mother watch Blue Bloods.
The only two.
Which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. CBS. It's for old people.
I watch SEAL Team on CBS, though.
Yeah, you do.
I do. Mm-hmm.
You love it.
Didn't even know that was a show until you said it was.
It is. It's great.
And we had, what's his name?
David Boreanaz.
Who was so lovely.
Yep.
Yeah, good times. All right, guys, some birthdays for you. The only one that matters. We just talked about him. Dave, the King of Mexico.
Hey, baby, what's up? Hey, how you doing? Good looking? Hey, you want to hook up or what?
I mean, that was creepy.
That was from Vegas, I believe.
That was creepy.
That's
all
what
right.
That was.
Well, happy birthday, Dave. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. And your drive home today, listen to Stryker & Klein's commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness in the SoCal Helpful Honda Dealers. Have a great weekend. Well-deserved. We're very tired.
Yes.
Exhausted.
Exhausted.
We'll see you back here on Monday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Do you get paid more if they do stuff to your butt?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
100,000,000% yes.
Roll another one.
Now, what idiot would say something like that?
Just like the other one.
I'm not really unfamiliar with the poll.
This one seems to be about to quit.
At your age, you're going to be having a lot of urges. You're going to want to take off your clothes and touch each other. But if you do touch each other, you will get chlamydia.
Alfonso's right.
Roll another one.
Can't believe this is an actual conversation.
Just like the other.
I'm in love with the story.
This one seems to be about this mess.
Shut up, you dork.
And I don't have another cent.
Larry Parker got me $2.1 million, and man, I'm enjoying it.
I'm enjoying.
Very few people listen to your radio show.
Just pass it around.
Hercules, Hercules.
And the bogart that joined, my friend.
Still smoke weed? You party?
Unfortunately, I believe we're out of time.
Well, we're actually going to go now because this has been really boring. Bye.
Join the butthole revolution. Okay. Thanks. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Well, that can't end badly at all.
Well, that's a wrap. There you have it. The world. Well, that's a wrap. There you have it. The world carp. Oh, well. Better luck next time.
Bong, bong.